Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
With that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a muggy Wednesday evening for baseball in the Roanoke Valley. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on behalf of the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, who take on the Downeast Woodtucks in town this week, and they are the single-A affiliate of the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. Carter's, the Red Sox are off to a hot start this week. A 6-5 win yesterday, walked off in the bottom of the ninth inning by none other than 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization, Brooks Brennan. He was the hero.
Well, what a way to start the series, right? I mean, could not have pictured a better start to the week. I mean, the Red Sox, they had lost 3 in a row and had lost 5 of 6 on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats. So you come home and you really need a victory, and the Red Sox got just that. And although they led 1-0 early on, the Wood Ducks would tie the game up. The Red Sox would then once go ahead at 2-1, and it just felt like every single time that either team responded, the other would kind of fight right back, and that's what we saw. The Red Sox were up 2-1. The Wood Ducks then took a 3-2 lead, and then the bottom of the seventh rolls around, and then Big Al Albert Feliz snaps an 0-for-16 skid with a game-tying homer, his fourth of the year. Ties the game at 3. Immediately, the Wood Ducks, well, they get one back. They go 4-3. Then Big Al comes up again in the home half of the eighth. A go-ahead two-run double down the left field line. Made it a 5-4 ball game in favor of the Red Sox. And then in the top of the ninth, you know, Arturo Disla, to his credit, he ties the ball game up at 5 with an RBI single. And then Brooks Brennan, you touched on him, the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. His first game back in Salem after spending the first 2 months on the IL. Played in 6 games here a season ago. He comes back, laces a single right up the middle in the first AB that he's seen all year at the affiliated level. And he goes 2-for-4 with a walk-off single through the right side. So Brooks Brennan, easily the player of the game last night. What a win for the Salem Red Sox.
No doubt about it. The Red Sox, a fun one last night. Carter, goes one of those games that really was back and forth. Probably the most back and forth game we've seen all season. Each team trading blows throughout the entirety of the ball game. Nobody scored 2 or more runs in an inning until the Red Sox did it, and that happened in the bottom of the eighth. That was the only double run frame of the entire ball game. Sox scored a run in the second. They scored again in the fifth. They scored one more in the seventh, 2 in the eighth, and then the final in the ninth to win it 6-5. On the other side, down east, they were playing comeback for a minute there. They scored their game-tying run in the fifth, and then again in the sixth inning, took the lead in the seventh, scored again in the eighth, and then scored 1 in the ninth. So throughout, both teams just kind of exchanging the lead, if you will. We've seen come-from-behind victories for the Red Sox. We haven't quite seen an even battle like that.
No, we haven't. And again, it goes back to, yeah, literally every single frame, teams were trading blow for blow. And again, you come back from that tough series on the road, you needed a big win to start the series, especially against a down east team that has been playing good baseball as of late. Came in at 4.5 games back of first in the Carolina League North. They had won 3 straight series, and they just won 4 of 6 at home against the Fredericksburg Nationals. So to be able to do that on night number one, you still got 5 games left in the series, I think it bodes well for the Red Sox going forward for sure.
How crucial is it, Carter? How big can it be to win a ball game tonight, take a 2-0 advantage in the series, especially against the down east team who, coming into this week, was a team that had won 8 of their last 12, and they'd won 3 consecutive series in a row. To go up 2-0, it just feels like that could be a little tide-turning early on.
Yeah, I think so. I think absolutely so. Anytime you can win the first 2 games at home in a series, I mean, that goes well mega forward, if you will. And that's only happened once this season here in Salem that the Red Sox have won the first 2 games in a series. It was actually the last series when the Fayetteville Woodpeckers came to town and Salem won 4 of 6. So to be able to do that, not only do you put yourself in the driver's seat to win your second consecutive home series, all of a sudden you put some pressure on Down East, and again, a team that had been mighty successful coming into the 6-game set. So tonight's a big game for the Salem Red Sox, equally as big of a game for the Down East Wood Ducks. And though there is some work to do in the standings, the Red Sox are 8 back of first after last night's win in the Carolina League North, and you never know what can happen at the top. So, I mean, you win tonight, it's called a winning streak, and I think the Red Sox are just hoping for a series victory at home. So to win the first 2 would certainly be a nice start.
All right, it's the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks of Down East in town all week long here at Salem Memorial Ballpark and on your airwaves, whether you're listening on MILB TV, MILB.com, or the MILB app. We step aside. Our pregame show rolls on after this. Down East in town, it's game number 2 of a 6-game set between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Just about 13 minutes away from first pitch between the Down East Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. It's game number 2 of a 6-game set tonight on a muggy evening in the Roanoke Valley. Giovanni Heener joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Carter, this is a big game for the Red Sox, a team that won it 6-5 in walk-off fashion yesterday, really looking to carry that positive momentum into tonight and take a 2-0 lead in the series against a red-hot Wood Ducks team who came into this week winning 8 of their last 12 with 3 consecutive series victories in a row. If you can win a second tonight, then you put yourself in a position where you just got to win one more the rest of the week to ensure that the Wood Ducks don't win a 4.
Well, obviously, if you win tonight, you want to make sure that you can take care of the series as a whole and not split. But that's certainly something to tackle after this evening's game. But again, the Red Sox feel that they're in a good position heading into this evening after a big come-from-behind win last night. Some of your big guns are out of the lineup today, but at the same time, some capable bats. And should be a good one here tonight in Salem.
No doubt about it. It's time to get into our starting lineups this evening. First with visiting Down East Wood Ducks, very familiar look to yesterday, but a couple of moving parts and a couple of new faces as well. Take it away, Carter.
Well, here is the starting nine for the Downey Swift Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, who come in 28-23 and penciled in by second-year manager Carlos Maldonado.
Holy cow, you're on the video board.
Oh, I see. I see us on the video board. I see Carter Hill and Giovanni Heater up there.
There you
we
go.
Were a little on the later side today after first pitch, but hey.
Yeah.
It works. It works.
It's not every day, though, that we do have a ceremonial first pitch.
No, absolutely. Great vibes at the ballpark. Well, here is the starting nine for the Down East Wood Ducks. Leading off is the shortstop, Shedri Vargas, the 16th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. He comes off of a 2-for-5 night yesterday in the loss to the Salem Sox. Glider Figueroa is the third baseman, and he bats second. So from the 16th best prospect to the 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization. Jesus Lopez, the designated hitter, bats third. He's the 27th best prospect in the Rangers organization, making his series debut. He leads the team with a .288 average. So 1-2-3, Vargas, Figueroa, and Lopez. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Arturo Disla. He came through with an RBI single to go ahead yesterday. Late in that contest, the Red Sox, of course, would come back, but certainly has shown flashes and the ability to be clutch for this Down East team. The left fielder, Marcus Smith, is in the 5-0, and Becker Barroso is the catcher. He bats 6. So 4-5-6 goes Disla, Smith, and Barroso. And in the 7-0, Wadi Mendez is the right fielder. Batting 8th, the center fielder, Marcos Torres, and Chandler Pollard bats 9th. He is the second baseman. So 7-9, Mendez, Torres, and Pollard. Brian Mendoza is on the bump for Down East. For him, this is appearance number 10, start number 7, 1-2 with a 3.06 ERA. So, again, should be a good one tonight facing off against some powerful Sox hitters.
No doubt about it. Now the starting lineup for your Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager out of England, Great Britain, if you will, Liam Carroll. Top of the order, the 18-year-old. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, Antonio Anderson plays shortstop today and leads things off. 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Third round pick from a season ago. Batting second is a guy that really is starting to make a name for himself and just quite possibly could be a guy that you see maybe crack into the top 30 conversation next time the rankings come out. That's Nellie Taylor Jr. He's out in center field today. Leads the Carolina League in doubles with 15. Fraley Encarnacion bats third. He's your designated hitter today. Marvin Alcantara bats cleanup, and he plays at second base. So talented defensively in the middle infield, and that bat really starting to come around as well. Batting fifth, Nathaniel Uten. He plays out in left field this evening. Andy Lugo follows him up, playing in the hot corner at third base. He bats sixth. Daniel McCalvany featured in the battery tonight. He's behind the dish, batting seventh. Stanley Tucker back out in right field for the second night in a row. He bats eighth. And Juan Montero back in the starting lineup for the Red Sox. He plays first base and rounds out the batting order, batting ninth. Matt Duffy on the hill today. Toronto, Ontario native. Played his college ball at Canisius. Owns a .392 earned run average. 30 strikeouts to 9 walks so far this season. Duffy gets the nod on the rubber this evening for the Red Sox, Carter.
Yeah, Matt Duffy's somebody who's been a solid piece in this Red Sox rotation. And now with no Blake Wehunt and Jedickson Pius, who earned promotions to High A Greenville, Duffy is going to be asked to be one of those guys. And you mentioned, excuse me, he's a fourth-round pick from a year ago. So a lot of high expectations for the right-hander Duffy. And you touched on his numbers a little bit. He's 1-2 with a 3.92 ERA, 39 innings pitched, 30 strikeouts to just 9 walks. So, again, has had some nice steps so far this season. You look at what he's done recently. His last outing was okay, per se, at Lynchburg on the road in a loss to the Hillcats. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs. They were earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. So for Duffy, again, the strikeout-to-walk ratio is pretty good, and he's not hit around all that crazy often, but at the same time, he definitely has been gotten to from a time or two this year. So excited to see what he does tonight. A lot of good stuff that he has, and there's a reason why he was drafted in the fourth round by the Boston Red Sox.
No doubt about it. What do you think about this lineup as a whole tonight, Carter? Because it's worth noting, no Miguel Blason there. He's the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Still easing his way back from injury. No Nazan Zanatello tonight. So he is not featured in there. He's the eighth best prospect in the organization. And then another guy that is easing his way back from injury, who made his season debut at the single-A level just last night was the walk-off hero in a 6-5 win, bottom of the ninth inning for the Red Sox. That's 21st best prospect in Brooks Brannan. So you have, you know, three of your top 30 guys at this point all not featured in the lineup tonight.
And it makes sense. Now, Miguel Blaise, doing a preface with this, we're not really sure what the deal is with Miguel Blaise. He was not in the lineup yesterday, not in the lineup tonight, only played in two games last week in the series loss to Lynchburg. So hopefully everything is okay with Miguel Blaise, but not in the lineup again tonight. And to your point, though, Nissan Zanitello and Brooks Brannan, just a scheduled off day for those two. Brooks came off the IL literally yesterday. You're probably, if I had to guess, only going to see him maybe three times this whole week. Nissan Zanitello is a little bit different. Now, yesterday was the first time he'd played the field since he went on the IL for the first time the first week of May. Or I guess still technically for the first time, but when he re-aggravated that injury. That's the first time Nissan Zanitello was in the field yesterday. So he's still another guy that's easing his way back into the fold. And with him playing in the field yesterday, certainly not a surprise to see him get the day. So I think we'll see him play some short throughout the week. DH a little bit as well. But, yeah, I think that's kind of the thing with those guys. Still a good lineup, though. Antonio Anderson at the top had a big double yesterday in the ninth. Obviously, what Nelly Taylor's doing is incredible. And then guys like Marvin Alcantara, he's got going. Andy Lugo's been swinging a hot stick the whole year. You look at Daniel McElveny behind the plate, hit the last homestand for him. Had a go-ahead two-run double in the Saturday victory against the Pampa Woodpeckers. So, you know, it just kind of feels like things, though it was a rough week last week, things can start to get back going for the Salem Red Sox this week. And if they can win today with some of their big hitters out of the lineup, I think the Red Sox will take that for sure.
No doubt about it. Top of the order, Antonio Anderson, certainly the name to look out for. Nelly Taylor Jr., Freely Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo, Daniel McElveny, Stanley Tucker, and Juan Montero. Your starting nine for the Sox tonight. Matt Duffy toes the rubber on the hill. Well, we're just about 4 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem between the Downeast Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. It's game number two of a six-game set all week long here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside back in 2 minutes. First pitch is upon us when we return. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready for a big one here tonight in Salem, high above Carilion Clinic Field. At Winston-Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox are on the air. Game number two of a six-game set between the visiting Downeast Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Huge opportunity in front of the Sox tonight. Matt Duffy on the hill. Antonio Anderson featured in the lineup, and the Red Sox are ready to roll. Ready to take you through the first three innings on the play-by-play, the best partner a man could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Fantastic job navigating us through the pregame show. It is indeed game two of six in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Downeast Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. The Red Sox were winners a night ago, 6-5 in nine. Brooks Brannan, a walk-off RBI single, and we're ready to roll for game two. Matt Duffy is on the hill for the Red Sox from a fourth-round pick out of the Boston organization a season ago in 2023. Came out of Canisius, and so far this year, the former fourth-round pick has done a nice job. We touched on this just a minute ago, but 1-2 so far this year, a 3.92 ERA. This is appearance number 10, also start number 10 on the year for Matt Duffy. 39 innings pitched, 30 strikeouts to just 9 walks. Oh, here is who he will be facing off against 1-2-3 in the Wood Ducks order. Eshedri Vargas, Glider Figueroa, and Jesus Lopez to start it off for Down East. Last time out for Duffy in a loss to the Lynchburg Hillcats, 4 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Well, here's Vargas who digs in from the right side. He is ready. Matt Duffy is ready. And on a more so gloomy Wednesday night here in Salem, after a long look-in, let's do it here in Southwest Virginia as the first pitch is tagged into left. Moving in, U10, and he's there for out number one. Well, hello. Welcome to baseball on this Wednesday night. One up, one down.
Just like that, right? And, Carter, you mentioned it, kind of the gloomy overcast. I will say this. We have been so fortunate, though, to really avoid most of this bad weather.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
We've yet to have a game sniff a delay for the most part. Well, what did we delay, 10 minutes one night?
Yes. Glider Figueroa now digs in. First pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner, and the count is nothing and one.
As we say that, it begins to sprinkle.
It does, yes. Ultimate announcer's jinx, but it should pass through fairly quickly. A wad. Taking low and inside, evens up the count at 1-1. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. It's different today. Andy Lugo down at third. Antonio Anderson is at short. Marvin Alcantara's at second. 1-1 is a misser low and inside. Moves the count to 2-1. Juan Montero down at first. You just saw Nathaniel Uten, who had the night off yesterday, down in left. Nellie Taylor in center. Stanley Tucker is back in right. 2-1. Swing. Gonna miss. Evens up the count at 2-2.
I think nights like this, Carter, are such big opportunities for a guy like Antonio Anderson.
Yes.
Right? Because when Nizan Zanatello is fully healthy and in the lineup.
2-2. Misses low and inside on the breaking ball. Count runs full.
Nights like that, he's going to play short.
Yes.
Which pushes Anderson over typically to the hot corner at third. So a night like this, no Nizan Zanatello, Anderson gets the opportunity to play at short. And the Red Sox simply draft a lot of shortstops. We know that.
3-2. Misses low and away, and there's ball four. So a one-out walk, and here's Jesus Lopez.
That being said, when you're drafting these high school guys, it makes sense that a lot of them are shortstops because the most athletic and talented player on the team is typically going to play at short.
Sure.
And that's the guy that ends up getting drafted. So it makes sense, and then you kind of adjust as you work your way through the minor leagues, find your more natural position. But nights like this, when you get drafted at your true position being shortstop, when you get to play that spot.
First pitch, he swings and fouls it off third base side. Counts 0-1.
And just kind of earn your strides a little bit.
Sure.
You want to take full advantage of it, and I think Anderson geared up, ready to do that. He's done a nice job. Had an error last night in the hot corner, a throwing error, but other than that, he's been very, very solid defensively.
0-1. There's a strike outside corner. Went slider at 92, and it's 0-2.
And I think that's the biggest part of his game we've seen develop.
Sure.
Is his defense.
Oh, Antonio Anderson, I think most project him at the professional level to play third. But again, an opportunity tonight. The 0-2, swinging a tipper foul, third base side. And Lopez stays alive. Jesus Lopez owns the highest hitting average on this Down East team as he calls time at 288 on the season. Two homers and 14 RBIs. The 27th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. As the rain now really starts to fall here in Salem. No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. Swing and a lifter down the right field line, moving over Tucker, and it will fall foul off the bottom of the wall just by about 8 to 10 feet. And Lopez once again spoils it and remains alive.
That's a good thing, too, because that was certainly an extra base hit.
Sure.
Don't know if he would have turned three because it got to the wall in a hurry.
It did.
But nevertheless, definitely a good piece of that one. The rain really starting to come down a little bit more here, Carter. People starting to retreat.
Yeah, you go down.
Find some cover.
Yeah. I would, too, in this situation.
I would as well.
No balls, two strikes to Jesus Lopez. And the righty deals. Taken just low and outside. 92-mile-per-hour slider, and the count moves to 1-2. Starting lineup for the Wood Ducks, 1-2-3, Vargas, Figueroa, and Lopez, 4-5-6, Diesla, Smith, and Barisa, 7-8-9, Mendez, Torres, and Pollard. The 1-2. He swings and pops it up. Behind home plate, McElveny will give it a look, but it falls foul. And it's a good thing it fell in front of that fan because they were not paying attention.
Not paying a lick of attention.
Count stays 1-2.
The most dangerous spectator sport if you're not going to pay attention, that's for sure.
One ball, two strikes. Right back to work for Matt Duffy. Start number 10 of the season. He winds and fires. Misses, low and away again. Went fastball at 92, and it evens up the count at 2-2.
I wouldn't be shocked if they end up throwing this thing to a delay. It's really starting to come down a little more now.
It is starting to come down fairly hard. You can see it over the mountains, down the right field line here in Salem. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Blew a high fastball right by him at 92. First strikeout of the day, and there's two down.
31st on the season for Duffy. You contrast that to now 10 walks after surrendering the walk to Glader Figueroa. And again, a solid ratio for Duffy. You'll take that. 31-10. Not a bad spot to be in at this point in the season.
Here's Arturo Diesla, starting first baseman. First pitch from the stretch. He misses high and away on a fastball. It's 1-0. Diesla yesterday, he had a game-tying single back in the seventh. He was 1-for-4 with a walk back in the second. Former non-drafted free agent from a year ago back in 2023. 1-0. He takes it for a strike outside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. Our umpires for tonight's contest. Zach Hovick is behind home plate. Larry Pettis is in the field. One ball, one strike. And the righty deals. Misses high and away on the fastball. Moves the count to 2-1. Also interesting with Freddy Encarnacion, he's DHing today. No Albert Feliz. Juan Montero starts at first for just the third time this season. Can play, obviously, behind the plate. Down at first as well. 2-1. A breaking ball sails high and away. Counts 3-1. Does speak to the defensive versatility of the Salem Red Sox. Andy Lugo down at third. Also a good example of just that. Stanley Tucker out right as well. Three balls, one strike to the 280 hitting righty. And he winds and fires. Just misses low and outside. A five pitch walk, second of the frame. And here's Marcus Smith, the left fielder. So all of a sudden, first and second, two down. Here's Smith, who digs in from the left side as McElveny will call time and have a quick conversation with the infield. Marcus Smith yesterday, the former Oakland Athletics farmhand. He was 1-for-3 with a walk and a sack fly. Also had a double to his credit as well. First pitch, the righty deals. Misses low and outside on the fastball. Counts 1-0. There was weather in the forecast between 6:30 and 7:30 tonight. So, again, fairly optimistic this will pass by in the next little bit. But tough break right now for Matt Duffy for sure. 1-0. Simmers inside. Moves the count to 2-0.
Yeah, especially, right, you get him off the hill. in, like, you know, say he goes 4-5, and then it stops raining.
That's how it goes.
If I'm Duffy, I'd be like, come on.
That's how it goes.
It does. I mean, it's so much harder to control when your hands are wet.
2-0, swinging a tipper back to the netting. Counts 2-1. Well, 2 walks already in the inning. A little bit uncharacteristic considering he only had 9 coming into this contest this evening.
I agree. It has a lot to do with the
control.
Moisture.
No doubt about that. Figueroa's off his second. DeSled down at first this time's call.
You can't see it well on the broadcast, and that just normally happens. These cameras are so precise, they kind of actually look through the rain.
Sure.
But you're in a situation here. It's no longer a sprinkle, right? This is a steady rain here.
2-1, the pitch. There's a strike outside corner. Went breaking ball at 82, clips the outside corner of the zone, and the count's 2-2. So deuces go wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 runners on. Scoreless here at the top of the first between the Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. Matt Duffy looking to shut the door. And here's the 2-2. Swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. And staying alive is Smith. Becker Barroso, just in case, the starting catcher is on deck. Still yet to see a hit in this inning. 2 walks, and that's yielded the 2 base runners. Right back to work for Duffy. Long look into Juan Montero. And he comes set at the belt. And winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Second K of the frame for Duffy. And the Wood Ducks leave runners on first and second as we move to the home half of the first in Salem. Scoreless here in game 2. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All scoreless between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox in game 2 of this 6-game set. Brian Mendoza is the left-hander on the bump for Down East. This is start number 7 on the year. Appearance number 10, and here is Antonio Anderson as the first pitch misses in the dirt, and the count is 1-0. A 1-2 record for Mendoza. 35 and a third innings pitched. 37 strikeouts to 13 walks. 1-0, and the lefty deals. There's a strike inside corner, evens up the count at 1-1. So Anderson turns around, bats from the right side. Had the winning run double back in the ninth to lead off the frame last night. 1-1 is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Came through in a big spot. Lace one into left center field. Set up the Brooks Brannon walk-off single later in the frame. 1-2. Misses high and away. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Wasn't the first time he's come in the clutch either.
No.
This season. I mean, when he has hit, it has been in big moments, especially the last about 3-4 weeks.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Breaking ball low and inside. And there's out number 1. Your starting lineup for the Red Sox: Antonio Anderson, Nelly Taylor, Freely Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Yutin, Andy Lugo. That's 1-6. And then Daniel McAlbany hits 7th. Stanley Tucker's in right. He's in the 8 hole. And Juan Montero's at first. and bats ninth. Here's Nellie Taylor, speaking of, digging in from the left side. First pitch as he winds and fires. Swinging a bouncer, right side, diesel on two hops, races to the bag, and there's out number two. One pitch, one out, and two up, two down for Fraley Encarnacion.
Yeah, quick two outs here. Game moved at a pretty steady pace yesterday until it didn't.
Yeah, but you say that, and then
early on, it did move at a quick pace, very similar to this.
Here's Fraley Encarnacion, designated hitter. First pitch, he winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike, inside corner. Counts 0-1. Figueroa's down at third for Down East. Vargas is at short. Pollard at second. Diesla, who you just saw, is down at first. Marcus Smith easing left. 0-1. Wave and a tipper back into the mitt of Barroso. And it's 0-2. Marcos Torres in center. And Wadi Mendez is in right. Barroso behind the plate. Mendoza is on the bump. 0-2. Swinging a bouncer right side. Pollard on three hops, backhands, throws to first, and there's out number three. So Encarnacion retired on the 4-3, and to the second we go in Salem, scoreless between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still scoreless between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox in Game 2 of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Second inning of work for the right-hander, Matt Duffy, as it goes, let's see here, 6-7-8 in the Wood Ducks order. Becker Barroso, Wadi Mendez, and Marcos Torres. Duffy yielded a scoreless frame back in the top of the first, though two walks, but was able to escape the jam with the Marcus Smith strikeout to end the frame. Here's Barroso, who digs in from the right side. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame as he winds and fires. Check swing, did he go? Let's appeal to first, and no, he did not, according to Larry Pettis, our field umpire. Counts 1-0. Oh, Barroso making his series debut. Still just 2 of 13 to start his Down East career. 1-0. Misses low and inside. Moves the count to 2-0. That's good for 154. And just 25 at-bats this year as a whole after hitting 333, 12 ABs in the Arizona Complex League. 2-0. Misses low and away. Moves the count to 3-0. Former international free agent signing back in November of 2019 out of Venezuela. And in his first 2 weeks, an affiliated ball. 3-0 the pitch. He takes it for a strike. Outside corner. Counts 3-1. Two walks already on the day for Duffy. Still trying to just settle that down. That's been a little uncharacteristic and looking for the shutdown frame. 3-1. He misses high and away again. Went slider at 85, and a leadoff walk to Barroso brings up Wadi Mendez. So here's Mendez, who will step in from the left side. He DH'd last night for the Wood Ducks and was 1-for-4 with a strikeout and a single. That was back in the sixth. Again, in case you're just joining us, scoreless here in the second. The Red Sox won game one of this series. 6-5 yesterday over the Wood Ducks. From the stretch, here's the first pitch, and he takes it for a strike outside corner. Went fastball at 91, and it's nothing in one. Mendez at 226 on the year, a homer, and four RBIs. As Down East team, though maybe not the top in Rangers prospects, as the 0-1 misses Lone away, counts 1-1, there are still some very capable pieces on this team. And though Mendez is not one of the top 30 prospects per se, he's been in some big moments throughout the year for the Down East Wood Ducks. Out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, 1-1, sails high and away, two balls and a strike. He also signed as an international free agent back in March of 2022. And in his second season, playing in Kinston, North Carolina. 2-1. And the righty comes to the plate. He swings, lifts it down the left field line. It will trail foul, and the count's even up at 2-2. Matt Duffy, still yet to yield a base hit in this game. The former fourth-round pick out of Canisius, drafted by the Boston Red Sox a season ago in 2023. Two balls, two strikes. He curls and unfurls. Swinging a ground ball right side. It's through for a hit. Moving to second, Barroso. He'll pump the brakes there. And back-to-back base runners to lead up the frame. Sets up Down East in the second.
That's just good hitting right there. Pieces one up sharply on the ground right side of the infield, and no defenders waiting for it. So three walks so far, and then now a base hit. Second time today in as many innings that Down East has runners on first and second. This time, though, with nobody out.
Here's Marcos Torres, 24th best prospect in the Rangers organization. First and second, nobody down. First pitch, sails high and away on the fastball. It's 1-0. One of the quickest bat speeds in the entire Rangers organization is Marcos Torres. Still trying to get things going at the single-A level. Just 180 on the season. A homer, 11 ribbies. But again, another capable bat. 1-0. Breaking ball in their first strike. It's 1-1. 181 on the inside corner. And that's a good pitch there at 1-0. And Torres, a good take as well on the other end. One ball, one strike. He kicks and deals. Swing and a bouncer foul. First base side. Counts 1-2. The Red Sox are in their home red uniforms, modeling the Boston Red Sox jerseys with the navy blue script across the chest and the numbering as well in the back. Down East in their road blacks with the neon orange lettering and numbering on the back. 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Went breaking ball at 81, third K of the day, and there's one down. That's a big strikeout right there.
Yeah, big time strikeout, no doubt about it. Big first out with runners on first and second here in the second, and completes going through the order for the first time through here with Chandler Pollard in the ninth spot.
Chandler Pollard indeed is making his series debut. Former fifth round pick by the Texas Rangers back in 2022. First and second, one down, and the righty comes set. And there's a strike outside corner. Slider at 86, it's nothing and one. Pollard out of Kennesaw, Georgia. Committed to actually play at Washington State across the country.
Not anywhere close to Kennesaw,
no.
Georgia. Probably grew up watching Kennesaw State ball, though.
No, what? Squares run a bunt, lays it down the third baseline. It will trickle foul, though, and it's 0-2. Probably so. And Kennesaw is just outside of the Atlanta area, so I'd imagine a big Braves fan, per se, growing up.
You'd have to think so. Although maybe one of those guys that's like, oh, I can't like the home team. I got to like anybody
sure.
but him.
Sure. Kennesaw, Georgia. Speaking of Kennesaw, Blake Wehunt just promoted yesterday to the Greenville Drive. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks, number four on the day, and there's two down.
Big-time strikeout once again, and that time he gave him a fastball on the outer edge of the plate. Big windup. Beautifully located and just got him to chase high and away at that heater. K number four, back-to-back strikeouts, top of the order for the first time. And the second time through now for Duffy.
There's Vargas, first pitch, swinging a pop-up down the first baseline. It will fall foul. And the count starts at nothing and one. I don't know about that decision, sir. Did you see that down the first baseline? He tried to stop the foul ball, trying to lift his right leg in the air, trying to kick it.
Oh, that'll help.
I don't, you know,
football.
Maybe he used to play soccer.
Football.
But speaking of Blake Wehunt, he's not only did he get promoted, making his high A debut tonight with the Greenville Drive.
So happy for him.
Oh, why? High and away it goes. It's 1-1.
One of those guys that you just got to feel, you know, could be playing in Fenway Park when it's all said and done, or at least in the majors.
Made 8 starts here in Salem, a 2.16 ERA, a well-deserved promotion for Mr. Wehunt.
It wasn't a small sample size
no.
either.
One ball, one strike. The righty deals. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, sure, you could call it a small sample size, but he was ready. He was ready, no doubt. Too good for us down here.
Becker Barroso down at second. Wadi Mendez at first. First and second, two down. The 1-2 coming. The Eshedri Vargas.
Big pitch here.
And the righty deals. Swinging a lifter into straightaway center. To his right, Nelly Taylor. He's there and makes the grab for out number 3. That is a big out for Matt Duffy as he wiggles in and out of a jam as we move to the home half of the second in Salem. Scoreless between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Tied at 0 here in game 2 of the 6-game set between the Downeast Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Well, good news, the rain has ceased and the sun has come out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So the weather, right on cue at 7:32 Eastern Time, has hopefully subsided for the night as it goes 4-5-6 in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman, steps in from the right side, leading off the frame against the left-hander Mendoza on for his second inning of work. First pitch, he winds and fires. Swing and a lifter into left and snatching it out of the air is the shortstop Vargas for out number 1.
I mean, that was an impressive play there on a decently hit ball. He hit it 98 off the bat. Good play by Vargas and an unfortunate one down just like that.
All right, takes away a base hit from Alcantara, and here's Nathaniel Yutzen now, the left fielder.
Sox were retired quickly first time.
And the first pitch is delivered for a strike. Outside corner, Mendoza working at a nice pace, to your point. Nathaniel Yutzen, first appearance for him of the series. As time's called, got the off day yesterday, comes in at 242, 4 homers and 23 RBIs. 0-1, he swings and grounds it, third base side foul, counts 0-2. So Alcantara, Yutzen, and Andy Lugo, 4-5-6 against Mendoza. And here's the 0-2, he swings and misses for strike 3. So Yutzen down on strike, second K of the day for Mendoza, and here's Andy Lugo. Third baseman.
I feel like we have not watched our team bat very much so far. I mean, when you've had 2 base runners left on for Down East thus far.
Lugo takes one high and inside on the first pitch breaking ball. Counts 1-0.
And the Sox have yet to put a runner on base and are being sat down and an average of three pitches.
Oh, one. Swinging a bouncer third base side. It's foul. 1-1.
We've just not seen a lot of offensive ball.
But Andy Lugo, somebody who can continue that. Second best average on the team behind Freddy Encarnacion. 273 hitter. No homers. 10 rabies. 1-1. He swings and knifes it foul. First base side off the netting. Up the down east dugout. And 22. Just in case, Daniel McElveny awaits on deck for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2. And the lefty deals. Misses high and inside. Evens up the count of 2-2. One hit on the day for the Wood Ducks. The Red Sox still held hitless in the hit column. 2-2. He swings, lifts it into left. Right there, Marcus Smith. Two steps to his right, and he gloves it waist high for out number three. So another 3-up, 3-down frame for Mendoza as we move to the third in Salem. Scoreless between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All tied at zero between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. 2-3-4 in the Down East order. Glider Figueroa, Jesus Lopez, and Arturo Disla will lead off the frame for the Wood Ducks against the right-hander Matt Duffy, who is on for his third inning of work. So far for Duffy, it's been a fine outing so far. Two scoreless frames, which obviously is the biggest key. Just one base hit. Has yielded three walks, which is a little bit uncharacteristic considering he came in with just nine walks on the season. There's Figueroa. He digs in from the left side. Walked back in the first. And here's the first pitch. He takes it for a strike inside corner. Count starts at 0-1. And Matt Duffy, you look at the pitch count differential so far. We are talking about the left-hander for Down East that the 0-1 is swung on and chop foul. First base side, it's 0-2. You look at the Red Sox and Matt Duffy. How about this, Gio? He has thrown 49 pitches. Mendoza, just 18.
I mean, like I said, I feel like we have yet to see the Red Sox play offense.
0-2. He swings and wraps it foul down the first baseline into the seats. Staying alive is Figueroa.
Wraps it. I like that.
And he wrapped it almost around the netting.
Almost.
Into the seats.
Clark's verbiage is top tier, A-list.
0-2. He takes it low and away. Counts 1-2. Figueroa, the 25th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization, leads the Carolina League with 10 bombs on the season. 1-2, he kicks and deals. He swings, grounds it right side. It's past the backhanded try of Montero and into right for a base hit. So a leadoff single off the bat of the Wood Ducks third baseman. And they're in business here in the third.
Second hit of the day for the Wood Ducks, and the Sox have done a nice job of, you know, not letting Down East take advantage and make much of it.
Yeah.
They've stranded runners on first and second the last two frames, but always strong to lead things off with a knock. And later Figueroa showing you why he's not only one of the best in the organization, but probably the best bat on the team statistically this season.
No doubt to start is here's Lopez. First pitch, he swings and misses, nothing in one. Well, you go from Figueroa down to Lopez, who leads the team with a .286 average, two homers, 14 RBIs, was a strikeout victim. That was back in the first, 1-0-4 today, produced by Matt Duffy. 0-1, and the pitch. Swing and a lifter foul right back towards us, and it's 0-2. Jesus Lopez, 27th best prospect in the Rangers organization. Again, not a lot of the top-tier guys down here in Down East, but at the same time, enough to do some damage in the middle of the order, and quite a few in that 20s range, if you will. 0-2, he swings, lifts it into right. Moving back is Stanley Tucker. Shifting to his left, he looks up, and he watches it go up the top of the wall. Around second, Figueroa, he heads to third, and cruising into second with a double is Jesus Lopez.
I'll tell you what, Stanley Tucker played that ball
perfectly,
just about as well as you can. I mean, diagnosing that it's going to go off the wall, ranging back to the perfect spot where he's able to catch it off a one hop from the barrel of the wall and just laces it into the cutoff man. So it's a situation where if he doesn't play that just like that, it might score a run.
Well,
instead, it doesn't.
And that's called knowing your home ballpark right there. It most certainly would have scored a run if he had drifted all the way back to the wall and caromed away, no doubt about it. As here's Disla, starting first baseman. Second and third, nobody down. First pitch from the stretch, and it's a first pitch strike on the outside corner. Counts nothing to one on the fastball at 91. Disla walked back in the first and produced that game-tying single yesterday. 280 hitting righty with four homers and 26 ribbies so far in the season. 0-1, kicks and deals. He swings, pops it up down the right field line, and it will trail foul, so the count's 0-2. And a strikeout here would be massive. The infield is entirely playing back. They'll give up the run in favor of the out at first, and probably the right call by Liam Carroll and crew this early in the contest. 0-2, the pitch. He swings, bounces it left side. On the hop is Lugo. He gloves, throws to first. There's out number one, but a run scores, and Lopez moves to third. So an RBI for Disla, and Downey's leads at 1-0.
And there it is, Carter. I mean, it's only a matter of time when you start getting runners
sure.
on before you start bringing them home. And situation here where too many on, you got an extra base hit, and makes it a 1-0 ball game here.
And that's good baseball. In the infield, was playing back. Now it creeps in with a runner at third and one down with the contact play maybe being on. Here's Marcus Smith. First pitch. He swings and dips it foul. First base side. Nothing in one. Well, and you typically on a ground ball third base side don't see a runner move from second to third. But because it was so high in the air, Andy Lugo kind of had to wait for it to come down almost like a pop-up per se to throw the runner out at first. A wad. He takes it high and away. Counts 1-1. Went fastball again, did Matt Duffy. About to toss pitch number 61, I should say, of the contest. Not three innings in. 1-1. He swings and pops it up foul, third base side. Moves the count to 1-2. And a strikeout would be huge here. I think the Red Sox, second and third, nobody out. You give up just one run, I mean, you're going to take that 10 times out of 10. No doubt about that. This early in the contest. Smith with a strikeout back in the first. 1-2. He takes it high and in. Went fastball again. Dancing out of the way was Marcus Smith. And the count evens up at 2-2. Three hits on the day for Down East. Still hitless are the Salem Red Sox. The Wood Ducks lead it by one. 2-2, and the pitch. He swings and pulls it foul down the right field line. Staying alive is Smith. 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball that he was just out in front of. Hit it 104 off the bat, but no harm, no foul. And right back to work for Duffy. Big, big AB early on. Barroso's on deck. And the 2-2. He takes it for strike three outside corner. 81 on the breaking ball. Smith couldn't believe it, but it did catch the zone. according to head coach, or I should say home plate umpire Zach Horvick, and it did catch the zone according to TrackMan, and there's out number two. Nonetheless, you look at Matt Duffy's numbers on the day as Barroso digs in. That's strikeout number five. He can produce the strikeouts. No doubt about that. Infield plays back now with two gone. First pitch. And it'll take a strike outside corner. Fastball. At 90. And it's nothing in one. Barroso walked back in the second. Seeking his third base hit in single A of his professional career. 0-1. He swings, lines it up the middle. It will get down for a base hit. One hopping into the mitt of Taylor. A run scores, and it's an RBI single off the bat of Barroso to make it 2-0 down east.
Yeah, just another good piece of hitting here, Carter. It's at 97 off the bat. Deposits it into center field, and 2-0 ball game here for the Wood Ducks. A situation where, you know, yesterday they struggled to score with runners in scoring position in particular. Left a lot of meat on the bone, so to speak, and big part of why they lost that one 6-5 and left two on in the first and the second. Not the case here.
First pitch to Mendez. He swings and tips it back to the netting. Counts 0-1. Wadi Mendez, the right fielder, owns 1-4 base hits on the day for the Wood Ducks with a single back in the second. 234 hitting right fielder for the single A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. 0-1. He winds and fires. Just misses low and away. Went fastball again. Just missed trimming the outer corner of the zone. Just in case, Marcos Torres is on deck as well. He's the center fielder. One ball, one strike. He kicks and deals. Swing and a bouncer right side on a hop Montero. He races to first and steps on the bag for out number three. But two runs cross for Down East as they lead 2-0 as we move to the home half of the third. In Salem, 2-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Down East Wood Ducks lead it on top of the Salem Red Sox. As it goes, 7-8-9 in the Salem order. Daniel McAlbany, Stanley Tucker, and Juan Montero. Third inning to work for the left-hander, Brian Mendoza. He's been fairly sharp so far. You look at his numbers. Two innings pitched, no hits, no runs, of course, no walks, and two strikeouts. The season ERA has been lowered to 2.89. Here's McAlbany. He steps in from the right side, making his series debut after Brooks Brandon got the start behind the plate yesterday. Now catching today for Salem. First pitch, and he sees a strike outside corner. Nothing in one. Daniel McAlbany, 2-11 hitter. Homer and six RBIs. 0-1. He swings, bounces it left side. Down the third baseline, it will trickle foul just by a hair. And it's 0-2. Last homestand, a series victory against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Well, it was a good one for Daniel McAlbany. First career professional home run. Also on top of that, a go-ahead two-run double in a victory over the Woodpeckers. Lefty-on-righty matchup. And Mendoza deals. He swings, chops it third base side. Figueroa in fair ground. Fields throws to first, and what a strike for out number one. So 7 up, 7 down for Mendoza, and here's Stanley Tucker, the right fielder.
Put that baby on a frozen rope.
We've talked about Figueroa all series long. You can tell why he's a top 30 prospect in the system. He's got the bat, but his arm down at third is maybe one of the best we've seen so far this season.
No doubt. He certainly has lived up to the eye test, the hype, right?
Yeah.
One of those guys that we talk about, it looks the part.
Stanley Tucker sees a breaking ball high and away on the first pitch. It's 1-0. Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Plays a nice third base and has the power at the plate for the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0. He misses low and away. 2 balls and no strikes. 82 on the breaking ball. Stanley Tucker ahead. And again, we mentioned 7 up, 7 down. 2 strikeouts so far for Mendoza. 2-0. Misses low and outside. Maybe the reverse announcer's jinx as the count's 3-0. Sox still hoping for their first base runner of the contest. Trailing 2-0. Here's the 3-0. It misses high and outside. And a 4-pitch walk.
Oh, there you go.
1-0 walk to Stanley Tucker. And it brings up Juan Montero, first baseman.
Oh, you're a real jerk, you know that?
I know.
Broke up the perfect game.
You know, I feel bad for Brian Mendoza. Still tossing a gem so far, though. So, Montero, what an interesting opportunity for him tonight. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how his role is to throw to first. Gets away from Diesla down the right field line. To second goes Tucker. He'll stop there, and that'll be an E1.
Honestly, I think if Tucker had been looking over his shoulder, he's so fast, he might have been able to snag third on top of it. But, you know, smart play to just stay put.
Also, look at the rainbow towering over Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Now. There you go. Take another look here. And again, this is just a situation where you got to be more careful with the ball.
First pitch. And the lefty deals. Breaking ball low and in. Dancing out of the way is Juan Montero. Counts 1-0. So Montero, again, interesting opportunity for him. Because now with Brooks Brannon up here, and with Daniel McKelvey still here, I don't know how much he'll catch per se. You'll see it every now and then for sure. 1-0. He swings and nubs it foul, first base side. 1-1. He's at first tonight. And although there are multiple first basemen on the roster with Encarnacion, Montero, Albert Feliz, this is an opportunity playing the first base position to kind of force your way into the lineup per se.
Especially on a team without a true first baseman.
Sure.
At this point, who do you feel most comfortable with at first? I'd say Fraley Encarnacion.
I was going to say Encarnacion, but on top of that, you can't take his bat out of the lineup, per se, with how he sit here in single A.
No doubt.
1-1. Check swing on a breaking ball outside corner. He did not go. And it moves the count to 2 balls and a strike. Juan Montero out of Ponce, Puerto Rico. Still trying to get things going this season at 145. No homers, 3 RBIs. Tucker off a second, and time called once again. I don't think the pitch clock was fully set. So time on home plate umpire Zach Horvick. And right back to work. 2-1, he kicks and deals. A breaking ball in there for strike two. Outer half at 82. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Top of the order, and Antonio Anderson awaits on deck for Salem. He'll once again bat from the right side. Stanley Tucker, he walked and reached second on the E1. First runner in scoring position today for the Salem Red Sox. 2-2, he waves and misses for strike three. Foul tipping into the mitt of Barroso. And just like that, there's 2 down on another strikeout for Mendoza. And that's number 3 on the day for the left-hander.
Big spot, top of the order here. Second time through now for the Red Sox.
Antonio Anderson, the shortstop, struck out back in the first. First pitch, lefty deals, runner off from second and misses outside. Throw to third will be in time. Goodness gracious, they got him. What a strike from Barroso as Figueroa covers the bag. Stanley Tucker is called out at third, and going to see the replay here on MILB TV. And it's bang, bang, and they've been the right call from Larry Pettis. So Antonio Anderson will step back in the home half of the fourth. For now, we'll go to the fourth here in Salem. 2-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0 the Downeast Wood Ducks on top of the Salem Red Sox and taking us through the middle frames on play-by-play duty. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. 2-0. Once again, Downeast leads it over Salem, but a fun ball game, fun week thus far here at the yard. 2-0 lead for Downeast, though, a team now that has taken advantage of their four hits compared to Salem's zero and turned it in to a two-run advantage. First pitch to Marcos Torres is a bunt that squibbed back to the backstop, and the count now nothing and one. 8-9-1 due up for the Wood Ducks. It's Torres, Chandler Pollard, and then back to the top of the order for the third time through, Edry Vargas. First pitch misses downstairs, and the count now evens up. Pardon me, it's a ball and a strike. Marcos Torres, first time through tonight, struck out swinging. Here's the 1-1 offering. He punches it foul. Back to the backstop once again and quickly is down 1-2. Matt Duffy remains on the hill for the Red Sox, entering now his fourth inning of work. One ball, two strikes for Marcos Torres. After time, Torres digs in, taps the bat on home plate, raises it above his right shoulder, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. He looks at a fastball high and away, and the count now worked to two balls and two strikes.
Matt Duffy now having thrown, let's see here, 73 pitches on the day. Something worth noting as we move to the fourth.
2-2 offering. Check swing, did he go? Home plate umpire and Zach Horvick said he did, and there's one gone.
And I think it was a strike anyway. I know they called it on the swing, but I think regardless, that probably should have been strike three. And luckily gets the call on the swing and miss, and let's see if he went around it. It's pretty bang-bang.
It was an 80-mile-an-hour breaking ball that was about half in, half out on the outside corner. But it's a sixth strikeout of the night for Matt Duffy. And it brings up the nine-hole hitting second baseman in Chandler Pollard digging in from the right side. Righty-on-righty matchup. First offering on the way. Fastball misses down and away, 1-0. Well, Red Sox fans, it's the Fishwick fourth inning. So get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident medical malpractice as a ground ball rolls through up the middle for a base hit. One out single off the barrel of Chandler Pollard. Runner on first with one out here in the top of the fourth. 2-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. That's what I get for starting an ad read during an at-bat. It's the Fishwick fourth inning. Get up and stretch. Fishwick dedicated to justice in auto accident medical malpractice, commercial, Kitom, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-345-5890 for more information. Again, shout out to Fishwicks bringing us our fourth inning of baseball. Here's Vargas, and a pickoff over to first, head first slide, sees Pollard back in there safely.
Third time through the order for Matt Duffy. Five hits for Downeast. Sox are still hitless.
Kendry Vargas has lined out and flown out so far today. Runner off of first, one gone. First pitch on the way. Fastball misses high. Juan Montero pump fakes back to first. Sliding in is Pollard. Didn't need to. It's 1-0. Vargas hitting .238 on the season. Two homers, 15 runs batted in. Third time through, like you mentioned, Carter. Duffy picks off the first one more time. At first slide, Pollard in there safely. Still 1-0.
It's interesting how, you know, different first basemen hold on different ways. Juan Montero, if you notice, is not fully on the bag down at first. He kind of plays about two steps to the right off of it. And so the throw kind of leads him into the bag at first. You can see right now on MILB TV.
Runner takes off. The 1-0 misses outside. Throw down to second is not in time. And it just pulls Marvin Alcantara about two steps in front of the second base bag. Couldn't swipe by for a tag in time. So a stolen base for Chandler Pollard after his base hit. Puts a runner in scoring position for now the fourth time tonight for the Wood Ducks. It comes with one out and a 2-0 count for Vargas, top of the order. Look at the dance moves down the base pass. The 2-0. This is high on a fastball, 3-0. I mean, Pollard playing mind games here.
He's almost daring Matt Duffy to pick off down at second. Now, and with the second baseman Alcantara playing so far behind the bag, he can get that pretty big subsequent lead, per se.
3-0. Misses high, and it's a four-pitch walk. Here for Akedri Vargas at the top of the order. Runners on first and second. And that is going to induce a short conversation between the battery mates and McCalvany and Matt Duffy.
Maybe the secondary lead from Pollard down at second had something to do with walk number four on the day. Here comes Liam Carroll, and that may be it.
That might
right
be
hander.
It. And it is. Liam Carroll takes the ball from the right-hander out of Canisius College, taps him on the back, and Duffy's day is done. One gone, runners on first and second. 2-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. Here in the top of the fourth, we'll step aside. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. The day of Matt Duffy has concluded, and Danny Kerwin toes the rubber, a 1-0 win-loss record. 3.31 earned run average in 16 and a third innings pitched so far this season. The right-hander has been solid for the Red Sox. 12 total strikeouts. He's appeared in six games up to this point. And he comes off the heels of an appearance on the road at Lynchburg. He went 4 1/3. Hitless baseball. Had two strikeouts in the appearance as well. Runners on first and second for Glader Figueroa. And Kerwin steps off. Actually, looked like he kind of lost the ball for a second. Did not call a balk and just comes off the rubber, takes his time. Now he's back in the stretch. Offers the first pitch. Fastball misses outside of the count now, 1-0.
And Danny Kerwin's got such an interesting pitch mix. He can go with the four-seamer, the cutter, the sinker, the sweeper, and a changeup. And that's the whole reason why he got a shot in the Boston Red Sox organization, for sure.
Tall leg kick, the 1-0. Runners take off, and it punches off the mitt of McCalvany behind home plate. So the runner is safe with ease. Nobody takes off for any more. Second and third, a pair in scoring position now for the Wood Ducks in the top of the fourth inning. Looking for more as they already lead it 2-0.
Still goes down as a stolen bag. So you'll take that. Now the infield kind of plays about half in this situation. There's a play at the plate. They'll probably take that opportunity, per se.
Ready on lefty, two balls, no strikes. And the pitch to Figueroa. He swings, blasts the ball high into the air to the gap, right center field. Both outfielders chasing underneath it. Stanley Tucker ranges to his left, makes the catch for the out. Tagging up and scoring from third, Chandler Pollard. Vargas moves to third base himself, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Wood Ducks with just one gone here in the fourth.
And that's good baseball. And a nice job by Stanley Tucker. He was playing actually more so in that AB, and then races back and calls off Nellie Taylor to make the play in right center. And good base running for both runners to advance. Obviously, Pollard was going to score, but Vargas follows him down to third.
And I'll correct myself, the second out here in the fourth inning. Here's Jesus Lopez, first pitch. Fastball misses outside. No, late strike call. And count now nothing and one. Boy, Zach Hovick stood all the way up. Took a couple of deep breaths and then signaled. Nothing and one the count for the 292 hitter. Kerwin brings home the 0-1. Fastball outside and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Lopez so far today, a double in the third. Came around to score. Struck out swinging in the first. As a runner, halfway down the base path nearly from third to home. Two gone. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Brought him down to a knee. That was a fastball off the plate at 95. Well off the plate, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, you'd like to see a strikeout here. Well, just not in general with two outs, but still. Give yourself an opportunity offensively. Trailing by three now, plenty of time left in this ball game, but the crowd's been kind of stifled here early on, for sure.
Kerwin watching dance moves from third to home, and this one grinds off his left ankle. It's scooped up by Alcantara, and the second baseman gets it to first off the carom in time for out number three. What a weird play to bring the inning to a close.
Score at 1-4-3.
1-4-3, there you go. A one-run score is in the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks. They lead it 3-0. Home half of four after this. Listen to Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth inning on a muggy night here in Salem. 3-0 the lead for the Down East Wood Ducks as they look to even up the series at a game apiece after the Red Sox walked it off in the bottom of the ninth. Brooks Brannon the hero yesterday. Sox still hitless though, being out hit 5-0 headed to the home half of the fourth. Top of the order for just the first time tonight. Antonio Anderson, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Fraley Encarnacion all set to dig in. The switch hitting 18-year-old out of Atlanta stands in from the right side against the left-handed pitcher in Mendoza, and the first pitch on the way, a breaking ball looping outside, and the count now 1-0.
Antonio Anderson gets a fresh count after finishing off the third in the right-handed batter's box.
1-0, skips in the dirt, and the count now 2-0 for the 122 hitter.
Stanley Tucker thrown out down at third, and Antonio Anderson, nobody on, leads off the frame.
Anderson rests the bat on his right shoulder. Mendoza brings home the 2-0. Fastball simmers in there on the outside corner. The count now 2 balls and a strike against Antonio Anderson. Anderson, a guy for the Red Sox that been kind of bizarre how he's been so up and down. The 2-1 misses inside with a fastball, and it's 3 balls and a strike. I will say he does this. He walks just as good as about anybody. He's actually third in the Red Sox organization in walks. Here's the 3-1. Swings and chops it left side of the infield. Vargas scoops it on two hops. One step, fire to first in time for out number one. The Red Sox retired in three in both the first and the second, and then again in the third. They've had one base runner. Stanley Tucker was aboard, made it to second on an error, and then was caught stealing. So they've never had more than three guys up in an inning so far today.
That's true. Still in an unconventional way, it's been 10 up, 10 down, if you will.
Ellie Taylor Jr. looks at a called strike on the outside corner with a fastball. 92 on the gun, nothing in one.
I should say this, has faced the minimum through 10.
A one. Called a strike once again. 80 mile an hour slider. Clips the outside of the zone on its way out the door, nothing in two.
You know, with Tucker with the walk, he was not retired. So, yeah, you could easily say that Mendoza still faced the minimum heading to the fourth.
0-2. Fastball, this is crank. Left side of the infield, two hops into the mid of Vargas. One step, fire to first, and unable to pick it is Diesla. Had to go down and lunge at it. Tried to scoop it, one hopping off the dirt, and couldn't do it.
Yeah, probably going to be a knee six there, I'd imagine. Throw was to the right, and Diesla just couldn't make that. Yeah, and there you go, there's a knee six.
Second error against Down East. The Sox are still hitless, being out hit 5-0. They trail it 3-0 here in the home half of the fourth. Maybe this a little bit of momentum. Riley Encarnacion, the designated hitter, digs in from the right side. Lefty on righty matchup, runner off of first, one down. And the first pitch on the way. Fastball, this is tattooed on the ground left side. Scooped up by Vargas. One throw to second there. Relay to first in time. An inning-ending double play goes 6-4-3. And the Red Sox still trail it 3-0. How about that? That is a most bizarrely unconventional 13 up, 13 down through four innings of baseball. The Sox have had a pair of base runners, and yet they've gone 13 up, 13 down. Top of the fifth after this. 3-0 lead for Down East. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun. At Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here in Salem, 3-0. The Down East Wood Ducks lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on behalf of the Salem Sox. Whether you're joining us on the MILB app, MILB.com, or MILB TV, thanks so much for deciding to spend your Wednesday afternoon with us here at the ballpark. Down East sends out 4-5-6 in the batting order. Arturo Diesla, the first baseman, set to dig in from the right side, going up against Kerwin for the Red Sox, now in his second inning of work, first complete inning, the first offering, a swing and a miss, a huge hack from Diesla at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball well inside off the plate, and it's nothing and one. Diesla, a 279 hitter in his own right with four homers and 26 runs batted in this season, the 0-1. He chops this one up the middle. Scooping it up the third baseman and a fire to first, Andy Lugo, able to retire the first batter in the fifth. There's one gone.
It was a nice play by Andy Lugo. High chopper, had to cut Antonio Anderson off. I thought it was Anderson's ball. Yeah, I think it's one of those where it's like, I think the play was actually easier for Andy Lugo from the angle he was coming from. But at the same time, he's probably going to be retired either way. They had him by about 3-4 steps. But a nice play by Lugo nonetheless for first out of the frame.
There's Marcus Smith. He's struck out twice so far today. One looking, one swinging. First pitch, and he pulls back a bunt. Called strike at the knees. 94-mile-an-hour fastball looked in, and it's nothing at one. Smith batting below the Mendoza line at 179. Three homers to his name. Kerwin from the belt. And the righty offers. The 0-1. Fastball steams high at 95. And the count now evened up at a ball and a strike. Marcus Smith, the left fielder today, played out in center yesterday. Had a big double in the sixth. Would come around to score. Here's the 1-1. Fastball in there for a strike. 90 on an outside corner. 1-2. In that sixth inning, Marcus Smith's double was what rattled off three consecutive hits. Julian Brock followed him up with an RBI single. His breaking ball misses down and out, evens it up at 2-2. Wadi Mendez with a base hit right after and stole a base on top of it. So he had three consecutive hits. One run scored for Down East, keeping him in the ball game. The 2-2. Fastball, missed right side, foul. We'll do it again at 2-2. And it was a game in which both teams just kind of fighting back and forth, counterpunch after counterpunch. No true knockout blow last night. 2-2. Swinging a chopper foul right side. It was more of a situation where, kind of like in hoops, last possession, who gets the ball last?
Sure. Or in overtime of a college football game, per se.
Who has the ball last? The Sox ended up having the ball last after giving up a run in the ninth. Might I add, that allowed the game to be tied. The 2-2 misses outside, and the count worked full. 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It's 3-2.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those where they gave up the run on the ninth, but I really, for the first time this year, when the Sox yielded the lead late, I never really thought that Salem was going to lose that game last night, per se.
Sure.
Because they always responded offensively.
Sure. Payoff pitch. Misses outside with a fastball at 94. That's ball four on a full count. And there's a runner aboard at first with one gone. Marcus Smith takes first base. And Baker Barroso ready to dig in. Now for the Down East Wood Ducks. Catching behind the plate tonight. He's been busy. A walk in the second. RBI base hit in the third. Opportunity for more. 3-0 lead for Down East here in the top of the fifth. One gone. Runner off of first. Kerwin from the belt. Kicks and deals. The first pitch. Swing. 92-mile-an-hour heater, handcuffed him on the inside corner. It's nothing and one.
Barroso, you mentioned the single, just his third hit in single A this year, coming up from the ACL, the Arizona Complex League a few weeks ago.
Of course, the Red Sox, the 0-1, runner takes off from first. Here's a swing and a blast deep to left field, going back, Natana, and he watches this thing over the wall. A two-run bomb off the barrel of Baker Barroso. And the lead is extended 5-0. Down East, clobbering all over the Red Sox early on tonight in Salem. Mm.
100 off the bat, 389. No shot for Nadenu 10. First homer the Wood Ducks have hit in the series, and kind of sort of blows this game open here in the fifth.
Just a little bit. There's a big difference between a 3-zip lead and a 5-zip lead, that is for sure. Brings up Wadi Mendez from the left side. First offering, a fastball outside, 1-0. Well, Carter, that is just the first home run surrendered by Danny Kerwin this season. And unfortunately, it comes in a spot where you just couldn't afford it to stay in the game. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Count now 1-1.
First homer for Baker Barroso at the single-A level. Just the fourth of his professional career.
Go ahead, Carter.
He's been playing pro ball since 2021.
Kerwin winds and fires, 1-1. Fastball runs high, two balls and a strike.
Also, the other thing too, this is a tough sky right now if you're an outfielder.
Sure.
Looking outside right now at the sky. A little ominous with the cloud cover. Still post-rain early on.
2-1. Fastball called a strike, outside corner, 2-2.
So any fly ball, it's gonna be tough for really anybody in the field to get a good beat on it. It's gonna be one of those where you're yelling left and right, like I got it. But it's that time of night where it's gonna be a little tough for sure.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, fastball cranked right side of the infield on the ground, scooped up by Alcantara. Two steps underhand to a covering Montero at first for out number two. Brings up the 24th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. The center fielder batting eighth, Marcos Torres. He digs in from the left side, righty on lefty matchup. Two gone, nobody on, 5-0 lead for the Downeast Wood Ducks. They've scored two here in the top of the fifth. After a night yesterday, Carter, where this team did not score more than one run in an inning. First pitch runs high on a fastball, 1-0. Red Sox were the only team yesterday to score two or more runs in a frame. They scored two in the eighth. Ended up being a technically come-from-behind win for the Sox. The 1-0. Fastball called a strike at the letters, 1-1. Sox trailed late by a run. Were able to rally. Then the game was tied after the Red Sox had reclaimed the lead. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a dribbler right side, 1-2. They reclaimed the lead with those two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Game was retied by Down East in the top of the ninth, and then Salem able to win it when it was all said and done. One ball, two strikes for Marcos Torres. Kerwin kicks and delivers the 1-2. Fastball high and away, and the count even at 2-2. Torres, 19-year-old out of Venezuela. The Rangers paid 8 of the 9 largest bonuses in their 2022 international class to Venezuelans. The 2-2, swinging a ripper right side, scooped up by Montero. He underhands to a covering Kerwin for out number 3. 3-1 if you're keeping it at home, but a 5-0 lead for the Downeast Wood Ducks. They scored two more in the fifth. After a two-run bomb off the barrel of Baker Barroso, extends the lead 5-0. Home half of the fifth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. It's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 5-0 the lead for the Downeast Wood Ducks over the Salem Red Sox. And they extended that lead after it was 3-0 to 5-0 after a two-run blast was sent over the left field fence from Baker Barroso. Two-run homer makes it a 5-0 game, and it just feels like 5-0 is a whole lot different than 3-0. Sox ready to go, 4-5-6. Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, and Andy Lugo as Alcantara looks at a fastball high. Finds the zone, though, and the count now 0-1. Brayan Mendoza on the hill, the 0-1. Fastball misses outside, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Mendoza came into today with a 2.75 ERA. He's been outstanding now in his fifth inning of work. Pitch misses downstairs, and the count now 2-2 for Marvin Alcantara. Marv lined out to the shortstop, his first time up in the second. The 2-1, swing and a liner foul. 2-2.
Marvin Alcantara raised his average up to 2.07 on the year. Kind of got off to that rough start, but we've seen him really amp things up as of late. Had the big RBI triple yesterday.
Has had a terrific month of May as he sends a slow roller to the right side, scooped up by Diesla, and he can't get it to the pitcher in time. Mendoza was not quite ready to cover, and Alcantara's aboard.
Well, there goes the no-hitter. First hit of the day for Salem. And by the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 54150. I'll let you get the pitch in right here.
Here's Nathaniel Uten from the left side. Runner off of first. First pitch. Fastball, chop, foul, right side, nothing and one.
Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064.
0-1 to Uten. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count evened up. And a ball at a strike.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you got it.
Saying that was a little bit of a mouthful right there.
Oh, you know, ad reads can be sometimes. Ball at a strike. Runner off of first. Nobody out. Bottom of five. 5-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. Sox looking to carve into that lead. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Counting on 1-2. Hey, take a look at what Nathaniel Uten has done. The 19-year-old out of La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Has his batting average up to .240, another guy that elevated his game in the month of May. 1-2 pitch. Fastball tipped into the mitt of Barroso, and he sat down on strikes. One gone. But just finishing up the thought. Had a decent week last week. Ended up with 5 hits altogether. Played in 5 of the 6 games. Here's Andy Lugo. From the right side. 4 strikeout of the day for Mendoza. First offering. Here's a swing and a lifted ball high into the air, shallow right field. Underneath it, Mendez. He raises his right hand into the air and secures it for out number 2. Quickly 2 gone after a leadoff knock.
Yeah, little weak fly ball out to right. Wadi Mendez shifting from right to left. Easily makes the play. Daniel McElveny had the ground out back in the third, and you know, with Marvin Alcantara's speed down at first, he can run a little bit. So a ball in the gap with 2 outs, you would think that he would have a shot to score. So be a nice time for that if you're Daniel McElveny.
McElveny from the right side, lefty on righty. First pitch, fastball misses high and away, 1-0. 5-0 the lead for Down East here in the home half of the 5th inning. 6 hits for the Wood Ducks, just 1 for the Red Sox. One on to McElveny. Fastball tipped into the mitt of Barroso. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. McElveny grounded out to the hot corner his first time up. One of a very nice pieces of fielding by Figueroa at third. Here's the 1-1. Fastball in there for a strike. Count now 1-2.
Mendoza's been very sharp today. There's no doubt about that. Getting ahead of hitters has induced soft contact, too.
True.
I mean,
yeah.
How many hard hit balls? I don't know if we've seen a single hard hit ball today.
I'd agree with you there. Mendoza from the belt, glances to first, fires the 1-2. Swinging a lifter foul back to the netting. And Daniel McElveny stays alive.
I mean, the one base hit was the infield single off the bat of Marvin Alcantara, and it was just a little chopper to first. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head that was hit hard off the bat.
How about this one right here? Putting it into existence. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2-2.
Marvin Alcantara did line out to short to lead off the second, where Vargas leapt up and made the play. Robbed
that
him
was,
of a base
yeah.
hit. So that was a hard hit.
98
ball.
Off the bat. Yeah. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone. Runner off of first, trailing by 5 runs. Sox need it here. 2-2. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike number 3, and the Sox are retired. 5th strikeout for Mendoza. If that was it, he's been sensational. But the pitch count's still low. I would not be shocked to see him out there for a 6th. 5-0 the lead for Down East. We go to the 6th. After this, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here in Salem. 5-0 lead for the Down East Wood Ducks. Ready to go 9-1-2 are the Wood Ducks in the order. Two-run homer off the barrel of Baker Barroso last time this offense came up. That extended the lead 5-0. Salem really has not had a counterattack to that. Still held to just one hit, a leadoff single from Marvin Alcantara, and it was one of those that was an infield slow roller in which the exchange was not there in time from first baseman to pitcher. Alcantara was able to take advantage with his speed, but other than that, the offense has just not been there tonight for the Sox. It has been there, however, for the Down East Wood Ducks, as they've come across to score five times. They've done it via six hits. Chandler Pollard leads us off at the nine hole. The righty is in. Righty on righty matchup. Kerwin on the bump. And he hurls the first pitch. Swing and a line drive left side. This is down for a base hit, rolling all the way towards the corner and left. Pollard chugging around first, heading for second, and he stands up there with a leadoff first pitch double to get the Wood Ducks going in the sixth.
Second hit of the day for Chandler Pollard. He's been a big reason why the Wood Ducks have been so potent at the plate. In his series debut as well. And now you turn the order back over to the top in the form of Vargas. And Red Sox are in a little bit of trouble here in the sixth.
Kedry Vargas, top of the order for the Down East Wood Ducks. He walked last at bat. Stole a bag as well. First offering. It misses down and away, but it squibs away off the mid of McCalvity. A free base for Chandler Pollard. And you blink. And the sixth run of the day for the Wood Ducks stands just 90 feet away on the third base bag. Nobody out.
Yeah, just two pitches into the inning as well. Not ideal. Infield now draws in. You kind of have to at this point in the game.
Righty on righty. 1-0. Vargas lifts one into the air opposite way. Shallow right field. Tucker chasing in. And instead, Alcantara calls him off. The second baseman makes the catch with the tip of his toes on the outfield grass just out of the dirt for the first out.
Do some weak contact, got the pop-up, and that's a tough play for Marvin Alcantara because he's playing all the way in. So he had to race all the way back, and to your point, made the catch literally on the edge of the grass. Now the infield stays about halfway in, per se, and now it draws back all the way in.
Here's the hottest twig in the organization right now. Glader Figueroa looks at a fastball downstairs, and the count now 1-0. Figueroa currently sits with 26 RBI on the season. A good chance at number 27 here with a runner off a third and one gone in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-0 offering. And he looks at a breaking ball in there for a strike at the knees. 1-1. Figueroa base hit in the third would come around to score. A sack fly in the fourth and walked in the first. Productive at-bats throughout the entirety of the day thus far. The 1-1. He swings and chops it, foul right side, and it's 1-2.
You'd like to see a strikeout here with that runner on third. The Sox can get out of this without allowing a run. I mean, that's big momentum-wise going forward, no doubt about that.
They trail it, 5-0, ball and two strikes for Figueroa. Kerwin hurls and unfurls. The 1-2 misses high, and it's 2-2. Figueroa, the 25th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. He leads the Carolina League with 10 home runs on the year. Sixth in the league in slugging at .461 heading into the series. Sixth in the league in walks as well with 30. Here's the 2-2. He swings, lifts it, back behind home plate into the seats. It stays alive at 2-2.
Alan Lawrence, our GM, almost making the play down there.
How about that?
Fly ball. Foul ball, I should say, behind home plate.
The best boss you could ask for, by the way. About as chill as a boss
gets. Just lets us come up here and talk about baseball.
2-2. Here's a swing and a ripper. Right side, past the diving glove of Juan Montero. It'll bring in a run. Pollard crosses home. RBI one-out single for Glader Figueroa, his second hit of the day, and his second run batted in.
Yeah, just nice piece of hitting. Rolling it through the right side. RBI single to your point, second hit of the day. And all of a sudden, 6-0 game as the Wood Ducks are out hitting the Red Sox 8-1.
Brings up Jesus Lopez, 289 hitter himself. He's doubled, struck out, and grounded out today. Last time up, he had that quirky play. Here's the first pitch. He looks at a breaking ball down at in, 1-0. Again, remember, he kind of tagged it right off the bat. Sharply hit ground ball up the middle. It deflects on two hops off the left foot of the pitcher and Danny Kerwin. Right into the air, Marvin Alcantara able to snag it and get it to first in time. The 1-0. Here's a swing and a chopper. Back up the middle. Alcantara scoops it up, turns, fires to first in time, and they grab one more. Leading runner does make it to second in time. Figueroa stands there in scoring position. It's out number two, and it sets the table for Arturo Disla in the cleanup spot.
I'll tell you what, Marvin Alcantara plays a nice second base for the Salem
Red Sox.
Plays
a nice everything, man, especially in the middle infield.
Great defender for sure. You talked about the play that kicked off a Curran's leg, and then on that play, I mean, no shot for the double play. He charges in and makes it routine, makes it look routine, throwing the runner out at first.
Here's Disla, first pitch to the righty, and he takes a fastball down and away, 1-0. Arturo Disla, RBI ground out in the third, walked in the first. 0-for-2, has 26 RBI to his name, with Figueroa off a second. The 1-0, he swings, drives it high into the air, straightaway center field. It's so high, it's going to stay in the yard. Underneath it, Nellie Taylor Jr., and he secures it for out number three. Well, he gave it a ride, just got too far underneath that one, and a runner is stranded in scoring position at second. One more scores in the sixth for Down East. They lead it 6-0. We head to the home half of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth on a gorgeous night here in Salem. 6-0 the lead, though, for the Down East Wood Ducks all over the Red Sox in game number two of a six-game set. Giovanni Hinter joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And, Carter, the Red Sox are one at-bat away from this being a very weird 16-up, 16-down game. Instead, it's 17-up, 16-down. Base hit for Marvin Alcantara on an infield single. The Sox have had just three base runners as Stanley Tucker looks at a fastball, called a strike high in the zone. It's nothing and one, and Mendoza off to a good start and now his sixth inning of work. The 0-1, fastball in there for a strike outside corner again, nothing and two.
Yeah, you know, it's been a weird one for sure, but Down East has come through when it's mattered most. And the Red Sox, the story of the game, regardless of Down East having six runs, has been Brian Mendoza on the mound. I mean, he's been phenomenal for them all night long and kept the Red Sox off balance for sure.
He hurls, and the 0-2 misses downstairs, 1-2. Stanley Tucker, a walk so far today, got to second on an E1. One of the rare miscues for Mendoza, trying to get it over to first on a pickoff attempt, and Tucker was caught stealing at third. The 1-2 misses up and away. Two balls and two strikes for the former Texas A&M Aggie. His college team is well on their way to maybe Omaha, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Stanley Tucker waves and misses on an 84-mile-an-hour slider below the zone. And just like that, one gone. Sixth K of the day for Mendoza here in the sixth.
Yeah, I think A&M, they got to get through Oregon in College Station in the Super Regional round.
Indeed. Here's Juan Montero, first offering. And he cranks a line drive into left field down for a base hit. Scooped up by Smith. Montero pumps the brakes, rounding first, and retreats back to the first base bag. It's a one-out single for Juan Montero, just the second hit of the day for the Sox, and that is the first well-hit ball we've seen, because remember, Marvin Alcantara's was just one of those slow-rolling infield singles.
Yeah, yeah. Montero hit it well. 99 off the bat. And a nice play by Marcus Smith to cut it off in the left center field alley, holding Montero to a single.
In the sixth inning, Carter, Mendoza just up to 62 pitches, 41 for strikes. First pitch to Anderson, and he chops it back up the middle, scooped up by Mendoza. He turns, throws to first. It's high, and it pulls Disla off the bag. Anderson is aboard. That is likely the second E1 of the game.
I was going to say, as good as Mendoza's been, that's number two on him. One on the pickoff down to first. No chance to turn two there, and that's why you practice your PFPs in spring training. That's a tough play, though, for a pitcher. You know, rolling off the mound, having to make the play. Now, it should have been an out at first, no doubt about it. But Red Sox are given a gift right there, and all of a sudden, first and second, one down.
Well, Nellie Taylor Jr. stands in from the left side. He leads the Carolina League in doubles with 15. And, whoa, Nellie, could we use a double here? Runners on first and second, one gone. Bottom of the six, Sox trailing by six. First pitch. And he pulls back a check swing, called a strike anyways at the letters. 92-mile-an-hour fastball well in there. It's nothing in one.
Yeah, yeah, you'd like to see a base hit here. You don't got to get a six back. But
no.
You'd like to kind of cut in a little bit here and feel pretty good about yourself going to the seventh.
0-1, fastball runs outside. Ball and a strike now for Nellie Taylor. Polk State Junior College alum. First and second. Practice swing, now he raises it above his left shoulder. Mendoza glances to second, kicks and deals, 1-1. Check swing, and did he go around? An appeal, and field umpire and Larry Pettis says that he did. Now it's 1-2 for Nellie Taylor Jr. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see a replay on that. Nellie Taylor certainly did not appreciate the call.
No, didn't like it. Rode into last week on a 10-game hitting streak. That was snapped, and then he responded with a 3-for-6 day. How about that? 1-2 to Nellie Taylor. Swing, and a man struck him out with a disgusting slider, breaking away from the barrel. Off the left hand of Mendoza for his seventh strikeout in six innings. And there's two gone with first and second occupied. What a pitch.
I think it's starting to sprinkle again a little bit at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Here's Fraile Encarnacion from the right side. First and second, 271 hitter. Lefty on righty, the pitch. Fastball, this is tattooed up the middle on the ground. Scooped up by Pollard. It trickles between his legs, and it's into the outfield grass. Montero comes in to score. We'll see how they rule it, but the Red Sox are on the board at 6-1.
I'd have to see a replay of that. And they're going to give it an RBI single. So you'll take it if you're the Salem Red Sox. You get a run, that's a play. If you're Chandler Pollard, let's see the replay on MILB TV. It was hit hard at 109 off the bat. Encarnacion hits it hard. And
I mean, it goes right through his legs.
Yeah.
I feel as though that was a play that should have been made.
Yeah.
But it's a hard ground.
109 off the bat is a tough play.
Hey, good things happen when you put the ball in play.
Yes, that's true.
Perfect example of that.
Unfortunately for Mendoza, that may do it. Regardless, that's going to be an unearned run for him because of the E1.
Right.
For now, at least, it will be an unearned run. But, yeah, that's
I think they're going to keep him out here, Carter.
I think they are, too.
They would have signaled by now. And now home plate umpire and Zach Hovick going to break up the party a little bit. Remember yesterday, Larry Pettis let him have all the time they wanted. He stood there on the mound with him and just joined the conversation.
Yeah.
The jamboree on the bump is broken up. The jamboree on the hill, if you will. It brings up Marvin Alcantara in a big spot here. He has a base hit in the fifth, that infield single. Sox on the board. It's 6-1, their third hit of the day. Runners on first and second. First pitch. And Marv looks at a fastball at the ankles, 1-0.
Yeah, definitely coming down once again. So that could be a factor, I should say, here for the left-hander Mendoza.
He kicks in, deals 1-0. Fastball rifled back to the netting, 1-1. Marvin Alcantara. What you got, Carter?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say he's 19 years old out of La Victoria.
Oh, that's great information.
Yeah. Yeah. Surface level.
No, I'm teasing.
1-1. Fastball misses inside, 2-1. Get to know the Sox.
I know. That's a go-to for me as well. It's great to find out kind of the information in their background for sure.
I was going to add, he went 7-24 last week, hitting nearly 300 in six games. Big spot here. The 2-1, thunder blaring. Fastball misses high, and it's 3-1. And we definitely saw a little bit of lightning off in the distance behind the mountains there.
I was going to say, I think, now I could be wrong, and he's probably listening, but Will Cole went down there to have a conversation with our field umpire, Larry Pettis, about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Could have maybe been about the weather coming, per se.
Three balls and a strike, the pitch. Breaking ball, misses outside, and the bases are loaded. Marv works a five-pitch walk.
I know that's typically how it works in the big leagues, where an umpire, typically the crew chief in the big leagues, is going to have a conversation with the head grounds crew member of that big league team to kind of get in the know of the weather coming. And we definitely just heard some thunder, and it's coming down pretty good now here in Salem for the second time this evening.
Well, the thing with the lightning, too, is with where we are elevation-wise, here's the first pitch to U10, misses high and in, nearly hit him. He ducks away from a high fastball at 92. 1-0. Just to reset the table, by the way. Bases loaded, two gone. Sox trailing 6-1. I mean, this is a monumentous point in the ball game right now. Mendoza lefty. Kicks and deals. 1-0. U10 scolds a ball down the right field line. Line drive, and it tails foul. 1-1. But as I was saying, we just learned the other day that the Sox pay for a very expensive weather system that tells you a lot more than maybe your typical phone app.
Yeah.
And so, I wouldn't be shocked if Will Cole, our grounds crew, had a grounds crew, field operations director, his official title, diagnose something, comes out, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. And the other thing about the lightning, worth noting, with the elevation, sometimes that lightning is actually not dangerous. Over the mountains, it could be 35-plus miles away.
Oh, yeah.
But you can see it from here. As there's another flash of lightning.
It's kind of cool. We're very lucky with the setup up here, where you can see.
There were some nights last year that it was cooler than a fireworks show. And we still played baseball. The 2-1. Here's a swing at a chopper right side of the infield. Scooped down two hops by Pollard. Fired a first in time for out number three. Well, we'll see if we keep playing baseball here in Salem. But regardless, we'll talk to you after the break. Top of the seventh on tap. Red Sox strand the bases loaded. They do score one. They're on the board, and it's a 6-1 lead for Down East. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV and MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs.
Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, the rain's coming down. We got lightning flashes out in the distance behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's muggy. We're hearing thunder, and we're rolling on here in the Roanoke Valley with some baseball. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. The Down East Wood Ducks on top of the Salem Sox 6-1 as we bring you the top of the seventh inning on what has been kind of a bizarre, dark and stormy night, if you will. Here in Salem.
And those still in the stands, they're troopers, man. Oh, yeah. Very few remain with the umbrellas. There's quite a crowd underneath the press box behind home plate. But you hit the nail on the head. It has been a weird, weird night for weather here in Salem. The first inning, it was pouring down rain.
Yeah.
Lightened up in the second. Got a rainbow in.
Got a rainbow in.
And then now here we go again. Now it's really, really coming down.
Marcus Smith leads us off from the left side here in the seventh. First pitch on the way, and he takes a steaming fastball at 94 on the gun. Nothing in one.
And I don't think Will Cole was listening because his crew, who does a phenomenal job, they just went through the entire infield during the half inning.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses outside, and the count now 1-1. Well, the Red Sox had a big opportunity last frame. Ended up loading the bases. Did score one. Did it on two hits and an error. Here's the 1-1. And Smith ducks away from a fastball inside. 2-1. But with the bases loaded, two gone, Sox couldn't make any more magic happen and ended up stranding them juiced. Smith so far today, a walk, came around to score, and two strikeouts. Here's the 2-1. Fastball simmers high. Three balls at a strike, and the rain just steadily falling. 6-1 the score. Down East on top. Well, Carter, a couple of things I wanted to talk about today on the broadcast. It's Kerwin. Kicks and deals. 3-1. Fastball hit into the air. Straightaway center field. Ranging back Nellie Taylor Jr. And he stops and makes the head-high catch. Just about 5 feet in front of the warning track for out number one. Had to track that thing down the whole way. Never had a chance to stop moving. Camp out, but was there to make the play.
And tough with the sky and the rain falling, too. It's a tough play for Nellie Taylor out in center.
No doubt about it. Brings up Baker Barroso homered with a two-run bomb his last time up to make it at the time. A 5-0 game, the first pitch. And it spikes in the dirt and the count 1-0. Barroso got that batting average up to 267. That was his first home run, a single A ball. Five runs batted in on the year, two included in that bomb. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, wanted the fences again. 89 mile an hour changeup, 1-1. He's also got an RBI single in the third, so three RBI today. And he walked the 1-1. Swing at a chopper, foul left side, 1-2. Like I was saying, things I wanted to talk about. Miguel Blais, not featured today. 13-game hitting streak, Carter, but also the Red Sox base runner of the month.
Yeah.
In the organization, the 1-2. Swing and a slow roller up the middle, deflects off Kerwin's foot again. Montero has to chase the ball all the way into shallow right field. And it's a base hit for Baker Barroso. His third hit of the day. He's 3-for-3 with a walk and a home run. Have yourself a day. And poor Danny Kerwin has been hit on the foot twice tonight.
Yeah, he just can't get a break. And there was no shot there for the Red Sox to make a play. Once it trickled into shallow right, and because Marvin Alcantara was playing closer to the second base back, he, on the crack of the bat, shifted right behind Danny Kerwin, expecting if the ball got through, he would be the one to make the play. But once it deflected off of him and trickled into right, it was only going to be Juan Montero that was going to be able to retrieve it, and there was going to be no play at first for sure.
Such a bizarre play, and the Sox have caught breaks where earlier tonight it hit off Kerwin. Marv was able to snatch it out of the air off the weird hop and make the play 1-4-3, believe it or not, but not that time. Here's Wadi Mendez digging in from the left side. Righty on lefty. Runner off of first. One gone in the seventh. 6-1 lead for Down East. First pitch. Runner takes off from first. Strike in there. Throw down to second. Is a one hopper into the mitt of a covering Anderson. Not in time. A stolen bag for Barroso.
You got a catcher who can run, too. And Barroso.
How often do you see that?
It ebbs and flows per se. He's now getting a huge lead off a second. I don't know what he thought. He looked a little confused there, kind of turning around, had the hands on the head. Regardless, we'll reset.
Kerwin brings it to the belt, gathers, looks to second, fires the 0-1. Swinging a dribbler back behind home plate, and Wadi Mendez down nothing and two. He's got a base hit in the second, grounded out to first in the third, and grounded out to second in the fifth. Top of the seventh inning, if you're just joining us here on a quite literally dark and stormy night in Salem. Been a fun night for baseball, though. Runner off of second, nothing and two the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball crank, foul, right side. Barehanded by one of the coaches in the visiting dugout. We'll stay at 0-2.
Making the bat boys work tonight. I can imagine if you're 14 years old and living in this area and you're a baseball fan, I think that would be such a cool job.
Oh, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. 0-2 pitch. Fastball runs high, 1-2. Did you ever do anything like that with Virginia Tech?
Yeah, I was actually, when I was in sixth grade, I bat boyed a handful of games for Virginia Tech baseball.
Over at
fifth
English
grade,
Field?
Fifth grade. It was before middle school.
Gotcha.
Yeah, over at English Field.
1-2 pitch. Fastball misses inside, 2-2. Well, we were talking about Miguel Blaze, base runner of the month. Well, that's because of how impressive he's been on the base pass. Handful of stolen bags in the month of May. On top of it, though, he's got the current longest active hitting streak in the Carolina League at 13 games. The 2-2. Here's a swing and a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barroso stops at third. Runners on the corners. One out single for Wadi Mendez. First to third occupied. Down East back in business in the seventh.
Yeah, Barroso had to hold up on the line drive, so that's why he didn't score. Gets to third, though, and now runners at the corners, to your point, with still one down. The Sox will hope to turn the double play in this situation. Kind of have to keep this, easy enough deficit to fight your way back from. Still trailing by five here in the seventh.
Here's Marcus Torres digging in from the left side, 24th best prospect. The Texas Rangers organization 0-3 today. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Pick off to first, nearly sails high. Montero able to corral it. Could have been costly. Kerwin nearly with the Red Sox first error of the day defensively.
Yeah.
How about this? A very weird line tonight thus far. Runner takes off from first. First pitch is smashed into straightaway center field, tailing towards the gap, and this is going to roll all the way shy of the wall. Brings in one run. Right behind him is Wadi Mendez. He scores. Two RBI stand-up triple for Marcos Torres, showing you why he's a top 30 prospect in the organization.
Yeah, a two-run triple makes it an 8-1 ball game. And 104 off the bat into right center. With the runner, Mendez off on the pitch, he was going to score on that one with ease, and he does. Not even a throw from Marvin Alcantara, the third. And this game has gotten away from the Red Sox. Here comes Kyle Schmidt.
Kyle Schmidt coming out to have a conversation. Calm things down a little bit. Sox have thrown just two arms today. Got the start from Matt Duffy. Now Danny Kerwin has gone through the rest of the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, now into the seventh. One gone, though, with a runner on third. 8-1 the new score, Down East leads. And Carter, how about this bizarre line? Okay, 8 runs on 11 hits, sure, makes sense. Sox, 1 run on 3 hits. But they've been errorless. Down East has committed three errors, and the Sox have really done nothing to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part. I mean, they had the RBI single in inning to go off the bat of Freddie Encarnacion. And that's an unearned run, but yeah, you'd like to really, really take hold of this game and tack on some more than just a run. And unfortunately, that's the situation the Sox find themselves in here.
First pitch to Chandler Pollard. He smokes it foul right side. Hit the opposite way, nothing and one. Infield playing in for the Red Sox with a runner on third. And one down here in the top of the seventh inning in Salem. Sox trailing it 8-1. Game number two of the six-game set. A game that really got away in a hurry. 0-1 pitch. Pollard smashes it into the gap, high into the air, right field. Underneath it, Stanley Tucker, and he secures it for out number two. Tagging up and scoring is Torres. 9-1. Down East on top. The base is empty with two gone.
Just a nice piece of hitting by Chandler Pollard. He's had a day, too. Double, single, and now a sack fly. Not a bad throw from Stanley Tucker out and right, but it was gonna take a perfect play to get Torres out at the plate. Eight-run lead now for Down East.
Top of the order, Akedri Vargas, first offering, and he slow rolls one left side. Nothing at one.
There's some action in the Red Sox bullpen. It might be Nathaniel Cruz loosening up down the third baseline.
The rain has subsided for now. The 0-1 pitch to Vargas, and he takes a called strike. 81 on a breaking ball at the letters. Quickly, he's in an 0-2 hole. Long look in for Kerwin. Gathers at the belt. Kicks and deals. 0-2. Misses down and away with a fastball. 1-2. Base is empty. Two gone. 9-1 lead for the Wood Ducks. Their most runs in one frame tonight. It's a three-piece in the seventh inning. Consistent scoring. Innings 3-7. The 1-2. Swing, and a man struck him out with a breaking ball. And it brings the inning to a close. Not before three runs cross. They do it on three hits. No errors. And nobody left on base. Home half of seven after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh on a dark and stormy night here in Salem. 9-1 Down East on top of the Red Sox as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. The day for Brian Mendoza has come to a close, and what an outing it was for the starting pitcher for the Down East Wood Ducks. Now coming in relief, Josh Trentadue tows the rubber, the 22-year-old lefty. Fourth round pick. Pick number 411 to the Rangers in 2023. Played at the College of Southern Idaho. Comes in with a 4.6 earned run average. He's 3-1 on the year. He's pitched in nine games. Four of them have been starts. Five of them have been appearances out of the pen. 31 and a third total innings. He's dealt 25 strikeouts on this season. That's in comparison to 13 walks in 2024. Ready to face off against the Red Sox, 6-7 in the order. Andy Lugo, Daniel McCalvany, and Stanley Tucker all set to dig in. Lugo stands in from the right side. He is 0-2 today. This is just the third time through, believe it or not, for the Red Sox.
You said where did Trentadue play college ball at?
That would be the College of Idaho as the pitch misses upstairs. Well, let me get the exact. The College of Southern Idaho.
You know where he's from originally? Richmond, Virginia. That is quite a ways away.
Local kid. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Lugo lifts it foul, opposite way, 1-1. Richmond about, what, three and a half hours worth of here. Andy Lugo has quietly been one of the more impressive Red Sox, hitting .229 in May after just .149 in June. Really, really starting to come around a little bit. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. This is upstairs, 2-1. Played every day last week. Went 7-24, two walks, four RBI. Played every single game in the middle infield a week ago. 2-1. Fastball. This is smoked. One hopped into the mid of the second baseman, Pollard. Short throw to first in time. One away. Well, a well-hit baseball, but one hopped into the mid of the second baseman. Pollard's been busy all night. And it brings up an 0-for-2 Daniel McCalvity. The Sox still with just three hits to Down East's 11. Just not a recipe for winning baseball tonight. Lefty on righty. McCalvity up for the third time. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike at the knees. Nothing in one. Grounder to the hot corner. And a strikeout swinging so far tonight for Daniel McCalvity. Trent to do deals, 0-1. And he goes around on a check swing, breaking ball in her half. Nothing in two for McCalvin. All right, Carter, let's play this mascot game that you're so good at.
Oh, what is
the College of Southern Idaho's mascot?
I could not. It's not a D1 school.
No, it's
so
not.
So I could not tell you. Could not
Fair
tell
enough.
You.
The 0-2. McCalvin lifts it foul to the netting. Stays alive at 0-2.
What is it?
I don't know. I should have looked it up before
I
asked.
We got Google right here.
Let's look it up. Can we chat GPT this?
No. Wouldn't be the first time we've used chat GPT.
Nothing in two the count. One gone. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Tipped foul. Calvity staying in there. The other day we had it write a story just for laughs, and it's crazy how in detail it gets.
They're the Golden Eagles.
Ah.
The Golden Eagles of Southern Idaho.
That is a long
JUCO
way
school
from Richmond. 0-2. Fastball. This is chop left side. Scooping it up, Figueroa. And the third baseman fires to a leaning Diesla for out number two. That was probably the best play we've seen out of the first baseman all week. Had to go a long way to get that ball and did a nice job in that.
Yeah, great job by Diesla there. Nice play by Figueroa, too, charging from third. But, yeah, to your point, from Richmond to go to Southern Idaho, he's got to be thrilled to be playing back on the East Coast, you know, playing in Kinston, North Carolina. And now, for the week, you're in Salem, so now hopefully some family and friends are in attendance, only about 2:45 away from Richmond right here.
First pitch to Tucker, runs high on a fastball in the count now, 1-0.
2.5 to Richmond. From Richmond, Virginia to Richmond, Texas in Stanley Tucker.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. He cranks one high into the air, straightaway center field. Going back, Torres standing in front of the track, and he makes the catch on the run right in front of the warning track. Boy, Tucker, one of the most well-hit baseballs we've seen him get a hold of this year, but unfortunately hit it to the most cavernous part of the yard, and he's retired. Red Sox sat down in three in the seventh. They trail it 9-1. Top of the eighth after this, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here in Salem. Red Sox trail at 9-1. Game number two of a six-game set. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Nearly the birthday boy. One day away from being 21, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Yeah, 2 hours and 52 minutes, I guess, to be exact, as it goes 2-3-4 in the down east order, where the Wood Ducks lead the Salem Red Sox 9-1 here in the top of the eighth. Nathaniel Cruz is the new pitcher on the bump for Salem. 15th appearance of the season, with the Sox trailing by 8. Figueroa now digs in from the left side. First pitch, and he sees it blown away. Count is 1-0. For Cruz this season, 3-3 with a 4.98 ERA. 21 and two-thirds innings pitched. 18 strikeouts, 1-0. And sails to the backstop, and the count moves to 2-0. Also has 13 walks on the season, does Cruz. So the strikeout-to-walk ratio is probably what needs to improve, so to say, 18-13, if you will. But Cruz's ERA has settled down throughout the back half of the year, 2-0. He swings and misses, 2-1. Also has a save to his credit, does Nathaniel Cruz. 21-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. 9-1 Sox trail, top of the eighth in Salem. 2-1. Swing, get a miss, right through a fastball. High and away at 93, and it's 2-2. For the Red Sox today, it started with Matt Duffy, 3 1/3 of three-run ball. And then Danny Kerwin came out of the pen, 3 2/3 of six-run ball. Now it's up to Cruz. 2-2, swinging a ripper into right, it's down for a hit. Leadoff single. Off the bat of the Wood Ducks' third baseman, his third hit of the day, third single of the day. And here is Jesus Lopez, now the designated hitter. So it goes from the 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization to the 27th in the form of Lopez. He's 1-for-4 with a double. From the stretch, here's the first pitch. Misses low and outside on the fastball. Count starts at 1-0. 12 hits now for the Wood Ducks, 3 for the Salem Red Sox. The Wood Ducks have 3 errors. The Sox are unblemished. 1-0. Misses low and away again. 2 balls and no strikes at 94 on the fastball. The Wood Ducks got 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. The Red Sox got 1 in the home half of the frame. Down East got 3 in the 7th. 2-0. Misses high and away. 86 on the change, and it's 3-0. Lopez, then Arturo Diesla. First baseman awaits on deck. 287 on the season for Jesus Lopez. Game 2 of 6 in this 6-game set. 3-0, he winds and fires. It's taken for a strike outside corner, and it's 3-1. Went 93 on the fastball. Sox won last night 6-5. Brooks Brennan walk-off single in the ninth. 3-1. He swings and pops it up foul, third base side. Count runs full. And while this one has gotten away, again, that is the luxury, so to say, of winning game one of the series. I mean, it would be knotted up should the Wood Ducks hold the lead. He got 4 more opportunities. 3-2. Swinging a lifter down the left field line, moving over Naden Yutsen, and that ball is gone. Goodness gracious. Just over the top of the wall, and it's 11-1 here in the eighth. Lopez's third of the year, and it's a double-digit advantage for Down East. I'm not going to lie, Gio. That's the first time this year I've seen a ball get out that I'm a little surprised it did, so to say.
He took it for a ride. Let's see, the official metrics. Yeah, only 93 off the bat, 357. Yeah, it was, I guess, a wall scraper.
First pitch to Diesla, high and in. And dancing out of the way is the Wood Ducks starting first baseman. Counts 1-0. So third bomb of the year for Lopez. Second of the day for Down East, and a two spot already in the eighth makes it 11-1. And welcome to the ballgame, Nathaniel Cruz. As time's called, that's the 13th base hit of the day for Down East as well. One out, he winds a virus. A breaking ball trims the inner edge for a strike, evens up the count at 1-1. Diesla today, he's 0 for 3. A walk, two bounce outs, and he flew out to Nellie Taylor back in the sixth. 1-1. He swings and crushes it down the left field line, but it trails way foul. And it's 1-2. Just a loud strike. That was 102 off the bat and 388 down the left field line.
I've never seen a park of ball get so close to where you park.
That's true. 1-2. He kicks and deals. Swinging a pop-up down the first base line, and it balls foul. Staying alive is Diesla. Yeah, knock on wood. We've been lucky where we park. It's down the third base line.
Oh, wow.
Somebody made a nice play.
Well, you would have thought that terror was being rained upon the Red Sox stadium with the screeches.
1-2. Swing and a pop-up. Down the first baseline. In foul ground, Juan Montero, and he makes the grab head high for out number one. So Diesla is retired for the fourth time today, and here's Marcus Smith, the left fielder. Two strikeouts, a walk, and a flyout for Smith. And for the Red Sox, again, this game has gotten away, it appears. But at the same time, more opportunities to come. Just continuing that point. First pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. It's nothing and one. Tomorrow, you go back to work at 7:05. It's a new day. It's one of the – you're down 10 runs. It's one of those where you just – you kind of flush it at this point in the game. Obviously, you want to finish and carry some momentum on. 0-1. Just misses outside. 87-mile-per-hour slider. It's 1-1. And obviously, you want to carry some of that momentum. But it kind of felt like, even though the Sox lost 5-6 last week, 4 of the 5 of those were close. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Two of those losses were in extra innings. It kind of felt like the Red Sox were due for a quote-unquote laugher, if you will. Unfortunately. And that's baseball, Susan, if you will. Time called as Cruz steps off.
Saw a laugher at the top of the organization today.
Yep.
The in Red favor Sox. Of the Sox.
And now a pitch clock violation is called on Nathaniel Cruz. Evens up the count at 2-2.
9-0. Sox took down the Atlanta Braves at Fenway Park.
And Chris Sales returned to Fenway Park. Did not pitch today, but
nope.
Back in Beantown, if you will. 2-2. Aims and fires. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow left. To his right, Nathaniel Utsin. In foul ground, he's there and makes the grab for out number two. Nice play by Nathaniel Utsin. 2-2.
Not only that, Carter. It was the first time Rafael Devers, all season, has hit 2 home runs in one game.
Really? Really?
Indeed. He had 2 jacks today. 3 total runs. 3 RBI. Good day for Rafi at the yard.
Becker Barroso now, the catcher. So, talking about Chris Sale, obviously when you think about Chris Sale, you think about the 2018 World Series winning team for the Boston Red Sox. I mean, he's the one forever itched in Boston Red Sox history. First pitch, there's a strike inside corner, nothing and one.
He threw the last pitch.
Struck out Manny Machado on the slider down and in. Finished off the Dodgers and finished off the 9th World Series crown in franchise history. So it got me thinking about that 2018 team. And it relates to the Salem Red Sox as the 0-1 is swung on and shot foul, third base side, count 2-2. And this is why I guess you never start a story with two outs because it's 0-2.
Never do it.
But if fate has it where we hit the half inning, we'll carry it over. So the 2018 Red Sox group obviously connects to the Salem Red Sox. You had four key contributors on that team that played here in Salem. And we were talking to Brooks Brandon about this during BP yesterday. And the four, we'll start with really the four. First, the 0-2. Swing and a pop up towards us, third base side, and it falls foul. Staying alive is Barroso.
Oh, it hit me. It really hit me.
That's baseball, Susan, again. No, but you look at the killer bees for the Boston Red Sox in 2018. All those guys really played here in Salem. You look at JBJ, Jackie Bradley Jr. out in center field. 0-2, swinging a nubber down the left field line, diving at Danny Uten, and it gets by him and rolls to the wall. This could be all sorts of trouble. Barroso around second, chugging for third, retrieving it in center is Taylor as he pumps the brakes at third. With, we'll see how it's scored.
I think that's an error.
Likely going to be an E7 on Nathaniel Tennessee. Kind of reached out trying to make the grab and could not as it gets to the wall. And first inkling is that's going to be a hit. I see on the scoreboard.
14th of the day. I thought it was an error too, though, Fred.
And you know, it's one of those bang-bang, and you benefit the hitter. So it's a triple for Barroso. Third hit of the day, to your point. Here's Mendez. First pitch as he curls and unfurls. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Got so in one. So the Killer Bees played on, obviously, that Boston Red Sox team. Those four, Jackie Bradley Jr. Mookie Betts, of course, was in right. JBJ was in center. Oh, wide. Just misses trimming the outer edge. One and one.
Carter, I don't mean to correct you in any way, but Barroso now has a triple, a home run, two singles.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, I read that incorrectly.
He's 4-for-4 with a walk.
4-for-4 with a walk. I appreciate the correction in that situation. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. No, my apologies there. My handwriting. Well, you can see my handwriting right here. There's a reason why I did not do my handwriting in second grade.
There you go. Well, I mean, I think that's the first 4-for-4 day we've seen this year.
That's the Windy special, if you will, in Salem. 1-2. He misses low and inside. 2-2.
You did say in our pregame report on a windy day in Salem.
Yes. The wind has died down for the most part. But it was quite windy before the game started. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Off a third is Barroso. And here's the pitch to Wadi Mendez. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. So let's talk more about the 2018 World Series champion Boston Red Sox when we return. But for now, let's step aside as we head to the home after the 8th in Salem. 11-1, the Wood Ducks lead it. We'll step aside and come right back as you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 8th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 11-1, the Down East Wood Ducks are all over the Salem Red Sox in Game 2 of this six-game set. 9-1-2, it goes in the Red Sox order. Juan Montero, Antonio Anderson, and Nelly Taylor Jr. against the left-hander Trentadue on for his second inning of work. First pitch as he winds and fires. There's a strike outside corner on the fastball. The outer half, it's nothing and one. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Oh, one spikes in the dirt, and it's one and one. Okay, we were talking about the 2018 World Series champion Boston Red Sox and the connections to Salem. Again, the killer bees, if you will. Mentioned Jackie Bradley Jr. in center. Mookie Betts was in right. 1-1. High and away it goes. Moves the count to 2-1. Xander Bogaerts played short. And Andrew Benintendi played left. All four of those guys played for the Salem Red Sox. Of course, none of them remain in Boston. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. I hate to admit, JPJ, I believe he's playing for the Long Island Ducks right now in the Independent League. He's not currently in a major league organization.
That's correct.
Mookie Betts, obviously, is now the starting shortstop for the Los Angeles Dodgers. 2-2, swing and a pop-up foul, first base side, falls out of play. Andrew Benintendi is playing for the Chicago White Sox. He's made quite a trip around the American League since winning the World Series with the Kansas City Royals, spent some time there, the New York Yankees, and now on the south side of Chicago. 2-2. Swinging a ripper. Left center field. Moving over is Marcus Smith, and he will see it go off the bottom of the wall. Montero heads for second. He'll stop there, and he's got a leadoff double here in the eighth.
How about that for a piece of hitting? Two-hit day for Juan Montero in the nine hole.
RBI opportunity now for Antonio Anderson. Montero's got two of Salem's four hits as well. Here's Anderson, the shortstop, and Gio, I'd be willing to bet this is the first time this year Antonio Anderson, every single plate appearance has been from the right side.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet this is the first time we've seen that this year.
I'd agree with you there.
Switch hitter from Atlanta. Oh, for 3 day. For the Red Sox, starting shortstop and the 18th best prospect in the Boston organization. First pitch, misses low and inside, counts 1-0. Okay, but more so about that four, per se, on that World Series winning team. Again, talking to Brooks before the game, we were talking about the defensive outfield that they have. 1-0, misses low and inside again on the breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes. The defensive outfield the Red Sox had that year was utterly absurd. Utterly absurd. And before I continue with that, I also should mention Rafael Devers was the starting third baseman on that team.
True.
In 2018, who also played here in Salem. 2-0. Here's a strikeout or half, 2-1. Not a killer beat per se, but played here in 2016 with, how about this, Benintendi, and Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech, who barely played for the Red Sox. 2-1 is a breaking ball that sails low and in. Goes to the count to 3-1, but were the two main pieces to bring Chris Sale to Boston in
right.
The trade with the White Sox. So it's interesting to see how much Salem has contributed in the long run to the Red Sox's 2018 World Series winning team. But anyway, back to the outfield as the 3-1 is swung on and tipped foul. Count runs full. The defensive outfield was absurd. There is a video circulating and going viral, quite frankly, on Twitter the other day. Jackie Bradley Jr., the plays he would make in the gap at Fenway Park, some of the best you'll see from a defensive center fielder.
Well, you've been seeing Seidon Rafaela do
yeah.
that the last couple of days. You seen some of those highlight videos?
Yes, I have. 3-2 is strike three inside corner, and Anderson knew it as he's down on strikes for the second time today. One down. I have seen that, yes. Brings up Nellie Taylor now, the center fielder. So, first off, that was one of the best teams we've seen in the modern era. They won 108 games that year.
Yeah.
Not often do you see the best team in the regular season win the World Series. Well, the Boston Red Sox did it that year. And did it fairly unblemished, too. First pitch is a breaking ball that catches the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing in one.
The Phillies going to do it this year?
They could. There's
they got
a
the
couple,
talent to
there's
do it.
A couple of those super teams this year in baseball.
Dodgers, Phillies.
bullpen the Yankees hit. There's a strike on the inside court. I mean, they have the best record.
I hate to say it on these airways. I was trying to stray away from that. But, I mean, Judge, Soto, if Garrett Cole's back and fully healthy by then, he should be.
Well, they have the best record in baseball right now, tied with the Phillies, I believe. But the Dodgers are going to be up there when it's all said and done.
Right.
No balls, two strikes on Nelly Taylor. And he winds and fires. Swing and a ripper. Left center. This will get down for a base hit. Around third is Montero. He'll cruise in to score. And it's an RBI single off the bat of Nelly Taylor to make it 11-2 in the eighth.
Nelly hits. Nelly hits. Boy, I wanted him to get his 16th double.
That would probably not have been wise to stretch that to second down nine runs.
What have you got to lose at that point?
There you go. Brings up Freddy Encarnacion now, designated hitter.
Well, there is that.
No, but that Red Sox.
It would have been selfish to try it. Still would have
won a league leading number 16.
Yeah.
Encarnacion on the day is 1-for-3. A bounce out. Grounded into a double play and also single back in the sixth. That was an RBI single on the ball hit up the middle through the legs of Chandler Pollard. Snuck into center, and it scored Nelly Taylor, or should say Antonio Anderson, from second. Still got a little bit of a delay here. Not exactly sure what the issue is, but now digging in from the right side is Freddy Encarnacion. Off of first is Nelly Taylor with just one down. They're not holding him on as the first pitch sails inside, gets to the backstop, and on to second goes Taylor on the wild pitch. I guess up nine runs, you're like, we'll let him take second if he wants it, but you typically only actually see that once it gets to the ninth, and it's still in the eighth frame.
Right.
And here comes Thomas St. Clair, pitching coach for the Wood Ducks. Okay, but yeah, defensive outfield, JBJ, Mookie Betts. I truly think we are blessed as baseball fans, because that's what we still are at the end of the day.
True.
We are blessed as baseball fans to see some of the talent we're currently seeing in big league baseball. Mookie Betts is at the forefront of that. And I think one of the things, he's a great hitter, of course. Great defensively in the outfield and now in the infield. And that was my point. I think we do not appreciate how good Mookie Betts is. He played a fantastic center field and a fantastic right field for the Boston Red Sox. He then shifted to second base with the Dodgers. And now he's playing an all-star level shortstop for the Dodgers. It's unreal what he's doing. So you had him in right. Andrew Benintendi in left is one of the best defensive left fielders in the game still to this day.
Team was stacked.
Xander Bogaerts was great at short, now playing second for the San Diego Padres when he comes back. First pitch to Encarnacion is a tipper foul down the first baseline. Counts 0-1. Yeah, with Xander Bogaerts sliding to second now, it's crazy to see the amount of shifting there's been defensively off that World Series winning team in 2018. Xander Bogaerts playing second for the Padres, currently on the IL. 1-1. High and inside fastball. Two balls and a strike.
All right, let's play 2018. Red Sox World Series team.
Trivia. Okay.
Who was the top batting average on the team that year?
Top batting average? See, that's tough. That's tough. There's a lot of good ones there. 2-1. Swing and a tipper into the mid of Barroso. 2-2. I will guess Mookie. Okay.
Mookie was the top hitter at 346. But there were two Reds.
346 for the season?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I think he won the MVP that year.
Who followed him up? The only one above 300 hit 330.
Bogaerts?
No.
Okay, 1 second. 2-2. Swinging a ripper. Straightaway center. Moving in his Torres. He comes on. Dives. Did he make the play? Oh, my goodness. He did for out number two. And Taylor back to second.
Well, Fraley was just robbed.
Yes.
Of a hit.
Marcos Torres, the 24th best prospect in the Rangers organization. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's as good as gets out straightaway center.
No doubt about that.
Two gone. Here's Marvin Alcantara.
Who's second?
Hit. Is it of the Killer Bees?
No.
I was going to say, there's no way it'd be Benintendi or JBJ.
Oh, I mean, Benintendi's third.
Benintendi's had some good years, but he was under 300 that year, you said?
I mean, Benintendi hit 290. He was third best.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. But 330, first pitch, sales high away, 1-0. I didn't think Benintendi at 330. I will go. Was it Steve Pierce by chance?
No, it's not.
Dustin Pedroia?
I think you're overthinking this.
Rafael Devers?
J.D. Martinez.
I forgot, as the pitch is a strike outside corner 1-1. Of course, I forgot J.D. Martinez was involved with that team.
He was
still kicking
DH.
It with the Mets.
Yeah. Martinez was 30
that
stacked.
Year. They were so stacked.
He was 30 years old that year. What is he now? So 2018, he's, what, 36 now?
Something like that. 1-1. Curls and unfurls. A breaking ball. Low and outside.
Who had the lowest batting average on the team? Well, true batting average.
What was the average?
234.
That's also pretty good. The fact that your lowest hitter is hitting 234.
Yeah.
Christian Vasquez.
Nope.
JBJ? Jackie Bradley Jr.?
It was JBJ.
2-1. Swinging a ripper up the middle. Through for a hit. Taylor around third. He'll pump the brakes there. And it's a two-out single off the bat of Marvin Alcantara to set up runners at the corners with two down.
It was Jackie Bradley Jr.
JBJ's been a great defender in his career. Never been a great hitter, per se.
Fair.
Here's Nathaniel Tett. All
right. How about this? Who had the top slugging?
JD Martinez?
No.
Mookie?
Yeah. 640. He slugged 640.
Jeez, man.
640 at 346.
346 is unheard of now. Jeez. In baseball. Who leads baseball? I'm going to look this up. Who leads baseball right now in batting average? First and third, two down, first pitch, and Uten sees a strike outside corner. Nothing in one. Disla, again, not holding Alcantara on at first. He could take second if he wants on defensive indifference.
Oh, I know what I could do. We have our sick database.
Yeah.
What am I doing Googling that? I forgot that has all the major league stats.
No one. Swinging a line drive into right center, moving over Mendez, and he leaps to make the sliding grab for out number three. A defensive web gem type of frame for the Down East Wood Ducks as we move to the night with the Sox trailing 11-2. We'll step aside and return in just a minute with more 2018 Red Sox trivia. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Down East Wood Ducks lead it 11-2 in Game 2 of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Nathaniel Cruz is back on the bump as Down East goes 8-9-1 in the Wood Ducks order. Marcos Torres, Chandler Pollard, and Shredri Vargas starting shortstop. Cruz so far today looking at his outing. This is his second inning on the bump. Three hits, two runs, they were earned. A strikeout and a homer. First pitch, he kicks and deals, swinging a tipper back to the netting. And the count is nothing and one. Torres today, a strikeout, two strikeouts. A triple, and he bounced out back in the fifth. Oh, one, he curls and unfurls. Swing and a bouncer right side. On two, hops is the first baseman, Montero. Races to first, and there's out number one. One up, one down, and here's Chandler Pollard.
Oh, Carter, let's keep
playing. Yeah, I
that.
Was going to say, let's continue. It's 11-2.
There we go. Well, you asked who is the top batting average in baseball right now. Do you want to take a guess?
Who does he play for?
I'll give you
give me
hint
the division.
That won't give it away.
Give me the
He's
division.
He's played for two teams this year.
First pitch, swinging a broken bat. Ground ball, third base side. Lugo collects, throws across the first, and it sails wide of Montero at first as reaching is Pollard on what likely will be an E5.
Your hint is he's played
for two teams already this year?
Yes.
He was traded?
Indeed.
I feel like I'm definitely overlooking this. Jeez. Hold up, don't tell me yet. He's played for... Luis Arraez.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I was like, who's been traded this year? First pitch, swinging a number back to the screen. Nothing in one.
Luis Arraez is correct. He currently is hitting .335.
Okay.
Second best is Profar, also in San Diego, hitting .329.
By the way, they gave that an infield hit off the bat of Chandler Pollard. 0-1 to Vargas. From the stretch, he winds and fires. There's a strike outside corner. Breaking ball outer half, nothing in two. All right, back to trivia. 2018 World Series champs.
Okay. Who had the top team ERA as a starting
as a
pitcher?
Starter? Was it Chris Sale? 0-2. Swinging a number foul, first base side. Staying alive is Vargas. It was?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Nathan Eovaldi was the clutchest, so to say, in the World Series run. Earned him a big contract to come back to Boston. They had some good starters. I believe Erod was on that team.
Yeah. You know,
the Diamondbacks.
Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yep. 0-2. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Vargas retired on strikes for the second time today, and here's Figueroa, the third baseman.
All right. Who had the top ERA coming out of the pen?
Craig Kimbrell?
Yeah. You're killing it.
That was a fun team to watch.
Dude, Joe Kelly was on that team.
He was. First pitch, swing and a tipper foul, first base side.
That team
count starts to know him
what.
So I know. Well, Joe Kelly was like he was the bridge to Craig Kimbrell. He was the eighth inning guy,
right,
so to say. But he was arguably the most valuable reliever on that team. Now, of course, actually, it's funny. A lot of those guys actually futurely played for the Dodgers.
Yeah, which I hate.
Like, Mookie played for the Dodgers, still plays for the Dodgers. Joe Kelly is on his second stint with the Dodgers. 0-1, swinging a pop-up down the left field line to his right, Nathan. He's there and gloves it head high for out number three. Last cracks for the Sox. They trail 11-2 as we move to the home half of the ninth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox need 9 runs to continue this game, 10 to win and walk it off for the second consecutive night. To do so, it starts with 6-7-8 in the Salem order. Andy Lugo, Daniel McElveny, and Stanley Tucker. The left-hander, Trentadue, designed to try and close things out on first third inning of work. Two innings so far, three hits, a run. It was earned, and a strikeout so far to his name. Lefty on righty matchup to start the frame as Lugo digs in from the right side. First pitch as he kicks and deals. Skims low and inside, counts one and out.
How awesome is this, Carter? Paul Skenes, earlier tonight, on three pitches.
Retired Shohei Ohtani?
All of them triple digits.
Oh, yes.
Retires Shohei Ohtani.
Swinging a pop-up down the right field line. Wadi Mendez to his left. Gloves it for out number one.
Got him to strike out on three pitches. Gave him a fastball for everything. Well, Shohei comes out in the next at-bat and takes him yard straight away center field. I mean, dude. You got one of the best young arms in baseball as far as prospects go against the best player in baseball, and they're just going jab for jab like that. Like, that's cinema.
It's great for
that's
baseball.
Cinema.
It's great for baseball. Daniel McKelvin, he will check swing at the first pitch breaking ball. He did not kill. Counts 1-0.
You got a three-pitch strikeout with 101 velocity, and then he takes one of those 100-mile-an-hour strikeouts high in the zone and takes it over the fence in the next AB.
1-0 is taken for a strike inside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1.
415-foot homer, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
100-mile-an-hour pitch. Yeah, and he cranks it over the center field wall.
That's fantastic.
The Dodgers were losing at that point in the third, 7-0.
1-1 is a strike inside corner. 1-2.
The Dodgers should not be losing to the Pirates 7-0.
But Paul Skenes is on the mound.
On the mound.
He's good. He's good. It's incredible. He was still pitching in college at this time of year in the Super Regional round.
He's good.
One ball, two strikes on Daniel McKelvenny. Winds and fires. Swinging another foul. Final play. Daniel stays alive. To continue my point about the Red Sox to Dodgers connection, obviously Mookie plays for the Dodgers. Joe Kelly later went to the Dodgers. David Price, people forget, also played for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys, two of the three of them, were part of the World Series winning team in 2018 with the Red Sox. 1-2 is a breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. World Series winning team with the Red Sox. But two of those three also won a World Series with the Dodgers 2 years later. David Price was actually with the Dodgers in 2020, but was not part of the World Series winning team because he opted out due to COVID. 2-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a pop-up. Deep right. Moving back is Mendez. To his right, just in front of the track, and he gloves it waist high for out number two. 2-F-9s, and here's Stanley Tucker. Last hope for the Red Sox.
The former Aggie. Rhett Lauder was dealing today.
Was he really?
Yeah, seven strikeouts in three innings of work.
He's in the Reds organization,
correct? Yeah, he's the top prospect in the Reds organization. Number 24 overall in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. First pitch to Tucker is a ball that sails low and inside. 1-0.
Wake Forest Demon Deacon.
Yeah. That was quite a matchup a year ago. Rhett Lauder versus Paul Skenes in the College World Series.
It was epic.
That game went to like 13 innings.
It was beautiful.
1-0. Swinging a pop-up foul first base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. That was the game that went 13 and what I think LSU won like 2-0 on Tommy Tanks' walk-off homer.
Yeah. Yup. Dude, that Tommy Tanks, former NC State Wolfpack,
yeah,
by the way.
Almost eliminated North Carolina. Ended their season this past weekend.
Yeah.
1-1. Kicks and deals. Swinging a punch or foul. Third base side. And the Sox are down to their final strike.
But, dude, that pitching staff last year, Chase Burns and Rhett Lauder.
Well, Chase Burns was at Tennessee last year.
Oh, that's right.
But Rhett Lauder definitely commanded that whole group.
That's right. Why did he transfer to Wake from Tennessee?
One ball, two strikes. It misses high and away. Two balls, two strikes.
It's not like the NIL is there
at
Wake.
Sure. I don't know if he was going to actually be the guy at Tennessee, but he knew he was going to at Wake.
You don't have to be the guy.
2-2. Swing and another foul off the front foot of Stanley Tucker. He stays alive. No, you don't, but, guys think different ways.
Yeah.
But he goes to Wake and he shines. Now, they did not have the season they wanted. Preseason number one didn't host a regional, went 0-4 in the regional round.
Still swept the Hokies.
Yeah, they did. That was opening weekend here in Salem. Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Sox trail 11-2. And the pitch. Misses high and away. Count runs full. Just in case, Juan Montero, who has two of Salem's six hits on the day, is on deck. Stanley Tucker trying to extend the ball game. The 3-2. And the lefty deals. Misses low and inside. And there's a two-out walk. So the game is extended for the Red Sox starting first baseman. And he'll step in from the right side. Back in action tomorrow are the Salem Red Sox. That is a 7.05 p.m. first pitch for Salem Beer Mongers. Tonight, the Red Sox are still undefeated as the Beer Mongers this season.
How fitting. Carter turns 21 on Thirsty Thursday.
First pitch. He swings, breaks a bat. Fly ball into left. Moving in is Marcus Smith, and it falls in for a base hit. To third goes Tucker. The throw there, not in time. And it's the third hit of the day for Juan Montero. Runners at the corners with two down.
Not only that, it's his third hit in the last three at-bats.
Yeah. You'll take that if you're... We were talking about it. Opportunity for Juan Montero.
Yeah.
He's taking advantage today, no doubt about that.
3-for-4 today. It's his best game of the year.
Now here's Antonio Anderson, once again from the right side. 0-for-4, two strikeouts. Tucker down at third, Montero at first. And here's the first pitch. He swings, lifts it down the right field line. Foul. It's 0-1. Red Sox, who turn into the Beer Mongers on Thursday nights for home games, are 3-0 in 2024. 0-1. Dieselin not holding on Montero down at first. He can go if he wants. And here's the pitch. Sails high and in. Moves the count to 1-1. Went fastball at 92. Anderson, the 18th best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. And the pitch. He swings and bounces it foul. Third base side. And for the second time tonight, the Sox are down to their final strike. Nelly Taylor is on deck just in case. The starting center fielder for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2. Curls and unfurls. He swings and tips it back to the screen. Anderson stays alive once again. You stayed alive by the Bee Gees here at the ballpark.
That was great. Thanks, man.
Quietly seven hits on the day for Salem. 1-2. Misses low and in. Breaking ball at 81 on the inside corner. And deuces go wild. Counts 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and third. Two down. Sox trail 11-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Down east, a strike away from evening the six-game set. And the pitch. And here's strike three inside corner. Antonio Anderson didn't like the call, but nonetheless, that ends the ball game as Zach Hovick rings him up, and the Sox fall 11-2 on Wednesday night at Salem. Well, that's a tough one for the Salem Red Sox. They fall to 25-28 overall. Down east improves to 29-23, and just one of those, Mr. Heater, you got to flush and move on to tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. You know, just another tough one for the Sox. 15 hits. It's just a tough way to stay in a ball game, let alone win one.
Yes.
When you give up 15 hits and results in 11 runs, Sox couldn't make much happen with their seven hits. They scored two runs. Even the three errors for down east, Sox just didn't have the offense to take advantage. So, really dominant win start to finish for the Wood Ducks, and we'll rally back tomorrow.
Well, the Sox fall 11-2. Your final. The Downey's Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, 11. And the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, 2. The Wood Ducks even up the series, and we return tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. First pitch against the Wood Ducks as the Salem Beer Mongers take the field for the fourth time this season. Well, everybody for the room to our right for Will Howell, our assistant here to our right, the assistant audio-video manager here as well, essentially, who does such a great job behind the scenes here in Salem. For our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, and for everybody else who makes everything happen behind the scenes, for my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater, does such a great job on the play-by-play duties. I'm Carter Hill, signing off on this Wednesday night. Dreary, interesting weather Wednesday night here in Salem, Virginia, as the Sox fall 11-2 against the Wood Ducks. Have a great evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you at 6:40 p.m. tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.